It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Elon Musk's father is joining us to talk about the war for the West and more, as well as FBI whistleblower Cosser.
JonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And now for something completely different.
And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa!
We love you, Alex! I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex, suck my d-
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order!
Yeah! I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information. To share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more. Look, I've been watching this whole UFO disclosure crap, and I've known what it is for a while. I'm going to get Dark Journalist back on next week. But it's just absolute rumor mill garbage is a big distraction from all the Epstein stuff and all the geoengineering and all the 5G and the AI robot takeover. And I like Congressman Burchett, but they just tell him these rumors. He goes out and puts it out. Everybody, ooh, incredible, talks about it all day. I'm going to be getting to that. Iran's got nukes. They admit they have nukes now. Witkoff goes, oh, they're 1 week away from nukes, 6 months ago, a week ago. Big developments there. Iran said, fill your hand. We got nukes. Let's just go. We got the cards, and we're not making deals with you. So Trump's gearing up for ground war sometime after July 4th. This is serious. That's all coming up. Mondami's coming after your air conditioning. Communists are winning elections everywhere. We got a hell of a transmission lined up now, now. Share those live feeds now, 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 now.
Now,
the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues with no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure, something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you want to stab the globalists right in the throat in the information war, share this URL, alexjoneslive.com. It's like crucifixes and high noon to vampires, silver bullets to werewolves, kryptonite to Superman. It's Thursday Live. Errol Musk joins yours truly to talk about the battle to save the West from the globalists and their third world armies. Parents are being charged all over the world, including the U.S., with murder when vaccines kill their children. Iran pulls out of the peace talk, says, we have nukes. Share the feed now at AlexJonesLive.com, Real Alex Jones on X, and Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, my Paul Revere's. All right, I am particularly prepared today. The very eccentric and very smart, and also award-winning top sharpshooter in South Africa when he's in the army, interesting guy, who had to defend his house and small children from a group of folks coming to kill him. Interesting guy. Errol Musk will be joining us in the second hour. Then Kyle Serafin has a lot on what's happening at the FBI and from his high-level CIA sources, exclusively on what's really going on in the government. He's got some of the best sources, about a 99% accuracy rate. He'll be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. I'll be co-hosting with Kyle Serafin. And I'll also open the phones up. We'll take five or six calls for Errol Musk next hour. All right, we got a long way to go. Got a short time to get there. I have gotten to about 20 clips this week of over 200. I counted them up this morning, but 230-something. After I got some new clips of white people having their brains beat out and put in comas by baseball bats, stabbed, raped, murdered. I have over 20 new clips today of women being gang raped in the street, white people being beat up, and when you got five black dudes who are African Muslims beating up a white guy, the police come and tackle the white guy. You see this every day. And again, this has been green lit for race war against whites. The majority of people, obviously, that aren't white are not like this, but it is military-age males are being encouraged and greenlit to do this, whether it's in Germany, Italy, anywhere in the UK, Canada, blue cities in the U.S. This stack is unbelievable, and this is just today. And my issue is this. I have the statistics. It's over 20-1 black-on-white crime, Islamic on white crime, if you're in Europe. It's the same numbers. Actually, worse than that. It's a conservative number. But I do have some clips of white people going crazy and attacking black people, too, and road rage and things. But the point is, people are statistically going more crazy. But the leftist media is promoting it and pushing it, and that's why a lot of it is focused at whites. And that's meant to create massive racism and division, divide and conquer. That's a stack. We have more demoralization in the corporate media trying to undermine the United States and blame our problems on the Bill of Rights and Constitution when it's been ignoring that has gotten us in the deep doo-doo we're in. We also have big developments between Russia and Ukraine and the NATO proxy war, volleying more intense attacks, breaking records every week, attacking each other, and all the massive weapons being made in Europe and the U.S. being shipped in to attack Russia, and Russia more and more saying we're about to hit Europe, which you better pray they don't, because Europe's going to hit right back and we're in full war. I mean, we are so close. We've got that. I know we harp on Iran a lot. Everybody knows what's going on. We're 100 and how many days were we? 124 in? Let's pull it up. Since Israel drug us into this, knowing that the mills weren't going to fall, knowing it was just embroiling us as a distraction fighting Iran while Israel takes Lebanon and other areas. So 124 days into this, you have the Iranian national media, the Iranian military, the mullah saying, we're ignoring the old mullah who had a fatwa saying no nuclear weapons. They just never put them together. But now they're like, oh, the new Ayatollah, no, we're doing it. Witkoff 6 months ago, they're 1 week away. Chief negotiator, now, said it again last week, they got nukes. They got nukes. And it's a big deal. So I want to hit that first quickly and then move out of this. But, yeah, there's Witkoff 5-6 months ago. He said it again last week. And when I say it, I always see on X people commenting, you're an idiot. What do you know? I don't know. I just told you 15 years ago they had enough fissile material to make at least 5 bombs. And then, oh, what they say last year, the Pentagon, they can make 5 bombs. Oh, where'd you think I got that information from, an Easter bunny? So, what do you think? I don't have the best sources? People say, why do you have them? Well, I have a huge show, and everybody else is scared to report it. Like, I got a call. At the White House today, Cash Patel screamed at the Director of National Intelligence and others, and Trump backed it, saying no, looking at foreign government's involvement. You know, they had information that. And like, why am I being given this? Well, because you'll report it. We can't. Well, give it to somebody else. Why do I always have to do the most dangerous stuff? No, but we other people won't report it. That's why. I'll do it. So I'm like, all right, do I have to? It's more like, oh, God, give me the big exclusive. Please, let me have it. I'm more like, I got to do it again. I got to be the target again. Okay, I'll do it. I get the stuff because other people are scared. I'm not trying to brag here. Just that's why. Not like people don't know this stuff in D.C. and the White House. I used to have Charlie Kirk, before he got killed, calling me up repeatedly, thanking me for keep heat on the Epstein thing. And, you know, we got to get this out. Trump, they're killing it. You got to keep pressure. It's having an effect. Hey, keep it up. Israel's trying to drag us into full war. Midnight hammer. Great job, Alice. Keep it up. And what did Joe Kent, everybody tell you he was saying later? They went, oh, he didn't say that. Bull corny hot dog. So, Vance warns U.S. has options as Iran directs Doha talks. Vance was against this war, but he's loyal to the president, and so he's been given the job of trying to get a deal, and then he gets blamed when there's not a deal. But the truth is, what are our options? Nuke them? Ground invasion? We did the math. If it took Israel over 2 years and something like $50 billion, yeah, we gave them $30 billion in bombs. They spent about $20 billion. It's $50 billion is the last number I saw. Most of them dropped on Gaza. Some were dropped on Lebanon and other areas in Iran. But tens of billions in bombs, masses of Israeli troops killed and wounded, and Gaza is 140 square miles. Iran, if you look at how many square miles it is 4,500 times bigger. In fact, do that again, guys. Look up the square, only the exact number, because I'm going from memory. Just look up Gaza's square miles, I know it's 140, and then Iran, how many square miles it is, and then if you divide it, it's 4,000 times bigger and more of an armed camp with underground bases and spider holes everywhere. So it's thousands of times harder to take. And we tried it with the Iran-Iraq war we funded in the 80s, and they didn't have a 10% of the weapons they got now. So how'd that work out? Vietnam, we dropped 7.6 million bombs. We dropped 40,000 bombs on the Iranians. And Trump just keeps thinking, oh, that, but now he knows, oh, they're not going to fall. He said it a few weeks ago. We got to get the strait open. But Iran says, we're not meeting with you. We're not doing it. Leave the Middle East. Give us at least $300 billion. They wanted $500 billion. And then we'll open the strait up and make a deal with our partners across the strait to put the toll on. And Trump's like, no. So we continue on with the ceasefire, while Israel keeps bombing Lebanon and hitting Iran, and and the U.S. hits Iran some, and then Iran blows up more ships, and the strait stays basically choked off. It's closed most of the time, and the wreckage in the economy. So let's do the math. Yeah, so Gaza is 140 square miles, and Iran is 636,000 plus square miles. So divide, yeah, so my memory was right. Iran is 4,545 times 0.7142857. So let's put that back on screen. Iran is 45,000 times bigger than Gaza. And how many bombs did Israel drop on Gaza? 4,500 times bigger. So Iran is 4,500 times bigger plus than Gaza. And it took Israel years to get control of Gaza. They still don't even have full control. So why'd the Pentagon tell Trump again? 92% chance the missiles don't fall? Because the Iranians have their power distributed out. It's not a pyramid. Okay, it's not vertical. It's horizontal. And it's set up with cells. They've been planning this for 40-plus years, 48 years. The Strait of Hormuz is a death trap. The whole country's encircled by mountains. And the Mossad told Trump and Netanyahu told Trump, we will win in 4 days. And the U.S. media keeps saying, oh, we're in talks. No, they're not. I read the official Iranian statements. They're not in talks. Buried on the 4th of July, mediators pledged quiet between the U.S. and Iran to follow Ayatollah's funeral that's following an abbot after he was killed months ago. I would expect Israel to attack to mess that up. That's what they've always done. I mean, they may not this time, but past behavior is most indicative of the future. How the Iran war ignited a clash between Trump and the Saudi crown prince. He wants it to end. As the Pentagon stays quiet, AP reconstructs the U.S. strike, three cruise missiles into the girls' school. Iran must develop nuclear bomb to protect peace and calm, IRGC media says, despite pledges to Trump. Concerned and cornered and wounded, will Iran now go for a nuclear bomb? They already have the damn things. It's all about delivery systems now. That's why Israel says, and the missiles, we want those banned. Witkoff says Iran a week away from nuclear bomb-making material. He said that in February, 4 or 5 months ago. IAEA report spells out past secret nuclear activities in Iran. They've got the fissile material. They've had it for over 15 years. And their nuclear missile capability is now there. But let's put Iran's topography back up. That means the lay of the land for liberals that think too big can have a baby and 2 + 2 = 5. It's all got giant mountains around it. Look at the Strait of Hormuz. What a disaster zone that is to invade that. Yes, a perfect invasion point. Ha ha, I'm joking. An armed camp. The country is a natural fortress. All right, so I'm done talking about that. It's a pretty big deal. I'll get into Russia and Ukraine all these developments later. But right now, I want to get into the leftist insurgents who have won every primary in New York, in Colorado, in Michigan, just hundreds of them, for mayor and for governor and for legislatures and for the Congress and for the everything. I haven't seen one place. You go, wait, Democrats are engaged in fraud. You say once the city goes blue, it's hard to go back red because of fraud. Yeah, for Republicans. But the commies and the leftists and the Democratic Socialists, which is just a communist party, they admit that, they are in control of the machines and the mail-in ballots and the mules and those systems. And so that's why you have AOC and you have all the Democrats are, including Newsom, are embracing communism. They are, you have a senator yesterday, was like, Democrats like, I like communism. This is good the way the party's going. So that's where we are. They're just taking the mask off. Here's an example of that. Kamala Harris mulls presidential run, consults communists and Muslims to strengthen leftist coalition. She privately called the New York City Mayor Mondami last week and has been holding lengthy closed-door meetings, the New York Times reports, with prominent progressives, including pro-Palestinian activists. Axios also reported this is the latest sign the former vice president is laying the groundwork for a potential White House run. You got to learn how to talk a little bit, first lady. And then you got this out of them. Mondami is like, hey, we don't have enough electricity. We're going to have brownouts, power outages, blackouts, rolling blackouts. So you need to turn your thermostat to 78. It's always the same propaganda in Europe and here and leftist cities. It's always just set it at 78. And then, oh, just set it at 80. And oh, we're banning all the air conditioners, even the new ones that say they're legal. It's the same formula, whether you're in Australia, the UK, here, Canada. It's the same formula. They can take that away. They can take anything away. It's about austerity. That's what the Great Reset is. Taking your resources, making you poor to control you. That's what communists do. And I thought I'd just pull some articles because I remember going on George Norrie 25 years ago and reading from the corporate documents and whistleblowers that the smart meters that were going in, that they were forcing people to take all over the country, dial into all the smart gadgets in your house. They weren't really there yet. They were getting ready for it. Then they got phased in to grab what's off of your wireless internet, to grab what's off your smart refrigerator, what's off your smart meters. That's what the thermostats are. And now you try to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you can't find the old mercury switched systems. And for a few years, you could go in and turn off the wireless function in them, but they don't have wires on them, so it doesn't even work then. You try to go in and turn it off where it doesn't talk to the smart meter. Now they don't even have that option. Just like all the cars have kill switches and cameras and microphones watching and listening to you. And all the smart TVs. That was 15 years ago. Now it's everywhere. Now it's the law your car has all this in any new car. It's in effect now. 2026. Here we are, boys and girls. So I wanted to just show you when the corporate media started admitting this was 2024. So I'm 25 years ago having engineers on who'd retired from these companies, from the power companies and from the makers of the smart meters and the smart thermostats. And then later it was in UN documents that, yeah, through the big tech, through AI, we're going to control your car, your appliances, your air conditioning. And then starting in about 2020, it started a few tests in San Francisco, but 2020 suddenly in Austin, in Denver, in New York, in Miami, people would wake up and it'd be like 85 degrees and they'd go in and there'd be a message on the meter, a message on the thermostat in some cases, saying the name of the power company, PG&E, has done this because of the lack of power and for the environment. And then they get text messages that would tell them on their bill. But you're still getting charged. They charge you more, like Enron used to run scams and would run blackouts in California. They make billions a day sometimes. But they learned that they turned the power off. Some people would believe it cost more and wouldn't complain. So they do rolling blackouts that there was plenty of power. And then claim, oh, we've got to turn on this backup generation. And then there was a clause they could double charge you, triple charge you. And that's how the scam works. So this austerity is all about scamming you. It's the big mega banks, corporations, BlackRock, working through their little commies that give you their commie reason. So Mayor Mondami, set your thermostat to 78 degrees to alleviate the stress on the grid. Yeah, get rid of all the coal power plants. Get rid of the hydroelectric. Get rid of the nuclear. Germany just shut down last year their last nuclear plant. Blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Mercedes and others can't even produce cars now. It's all falling apart. There it is. Texas power companies automatically raise the temperature on customers' smart thermostats in the middle of a heat wave. Oh, Business Insider. So just 5 years ago, they'd have news articles going, Jones is crazy. He says they're going to control your thermostats with the smart meters. It was all official. It was never my speculation. That's how I knew in the year 2010. They're going to have lockdowns 6 feet apart, close the gyms and the sporting events, but leave the topless bars and liquor stores open, because it was in the Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller, CIA, Wargaming, Tabletop, Operation Lockstep, John Hopkins. In 2004, it was in the BioShield law they passed. I mean, what's so frustrating is 99% of what I tell you is on record. But notice back in 2023, it'd be like, can companies really control it? Conspiracy theorists say so. But by 2024, I'll show you the headlines. Of course we do. It's good. Of course flock cameras are listening to you and watching you and tracking you. We'll save children with them. Why, in Australia, when people escaped the COVID facilities, you weren't even sick. If you protested, they put you in them as a punishment. They use flock cameras to catch them. Oh, look at this. France is refrigerating 1,500 dead people who died from heat stroke. That's right. France is refrigerating 1,500 dead people who died from heat stroke because they didn't have air conditioning. Well, now they got air conditioning. Now they're being kept at 55 degrees so the coroner can get to them in a couple months. But look at the little doggy. He's enjoying his AC. And that number's about a week old. It's thousands dead now. Because the buildings aren't built, these high-rises and stuff, like houses where you can open the windows on both sides and have ceiling fans. You're in a high-rise, and you're on the top, and it's, you know, they go, oh, France is 89 today. What are they being pussies? Why are they dying? Because it's 105 in the building. Many of the buildings, you can't even open the doors. But look at these headlines. Why millions of Americans give up control of their thermostats? Washington Post. Notice they all started admitting it in 2024. ABC News. Energy remotely cuts power. Energex company remotely cuts power to 170,000 homes, 170,000 air conditioners, six times in a month. Oh, 2024, they start telling you. Smart meter backlash, AC waste heat, installed climate solutions. How it works and how you save, 2024. Oh, it's so good. But here they are the year before. Oh, it doesn't exist. Do smart meters allow energy companies to cut you off remotely, huh? Meanwhile, Paris deputy mayor blames U.S. air conditioning for French heat wave. Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead and go to that clip of Mondami saying, hey, turn your AC up. Sit in 78. And it can be 78 where the meter is in your house, but it can be 90 in other rooms, as you know. Go ahead and roll the clip.
And to every business owner, please set your thermostats to 78 degrees to alleviate the stress on our power grid.
And that's just like they did the numbers. If half of America went to electric cars, it would crash the entire grid. See, you don't build enough plants. You don't, there's not enough solar, not enough windmill for all of it. And that stuff's not constant. Like coal or gas or nuclear or hydro, electric or geothermal. And it's a path to nowhere. It's a bridge to nowhere. And you read what they say at the UN and the globals. They say, oh, the plan is to just phase out cars, period, even electric. You'll have robot cars and that's it. No one gets to own their own car, the WF says. Oh, the WF also has headphone little things with Sony and Apple that track your brainwaves, and they say, well, now brain scan all of our employees. Can't make this up. Total tyranny on purpose. We'll be back. Massive news straight ahead. Elon Musk's father joining us and more.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and truth of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. A very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it, taken out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people. It is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America, 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates of victory over tyranny. The defense of the West, America, the central pillar. Errol Musk joins us in T-minus 24 minutes. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. All right, let me finish up with just a little more of just the giant panopticon of smart meters and smart gadgets and smart appliance in your car and the phone and just all of it. Google Home Assist, in default, when you plug it into your house, tracks and controls your thermostat, all your devices. You sign into the ESG carbon tax system. Europe's already put extra money on plane tickets when you fly there, going into the private consortium owned by King Charles and a whole group of Al Gore and Obama. They're all invested. The Clintons. Yeah, money for them. Get your money for nothing and your tyranny for free. I want my
depopulation. Bill Gates is my doctor. He's releasing ticks and mosquitoes on us with Google. It's so liberal.
Look at this. The feature you are referring to is the Nest Renew, or Prioritize Cleaner Energy, which is a program accessible via the nesternew.google.com rather than a standalone app feature. The program allows Google to adjust your thermostats, this is Google telling us this, temperature by degree or two or more periods of high energy demand or dirty grid energy, meaning from anything coal or fossil fuel, effectively throttling your AC, see, taxing you and heating you up, punishing you because you're the wrong energy, throttling your AC to save costs and support clean energy. To manage this, you can disable the prioritized cleaner energy option in your Nest thermostat settings. When enabled, the system may run extra cooling cycles to catch up on temperature adjustments once the peak period ends, which can impact comfort during extreme heat. Oh, yes. And charge you more by heating it up, but then cooling it down to make sure you get ripped off properly. All the Enron scams, and it was Enron in the 80s first cooked up the carbon tax. And they're running all the same scams now. Here it is from Tech News, all about Google. Why buy the AC enabler AC? Oh, Amazon's involved. How nice. Isn't it all so cute? Better get into your smart TVs, smart everything. Better start demanding manufacturers make them available where you can actually buy systems that don't spy on you, and Trump's actually done some executive orders that do that. So that's a little bit more, not the whole rest of the story, just a toe in the water. But compared to everybody else, that's a deep dive. And again, that's my pet peeve, one of my pet peeves, and I only started noticing this in the last few years. I'd go, look, Larry Ellison just said that AI is going to monitor all our behavior and track everything we do and totally control us. And he's got massive grids and telecommunication systems and basically he's the NSA. And I would literally see, why cover up for Palantir? I'm like, I'm not. I'm covering Palantir too. But do you understand? Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Oracle are on a bigger scale. The car companies, all your smartphones are the total surveillance device. We don't want to hear about that. Only about Palantir. Okay. Same thing, like, oh, China has kill switches in almost all the computers we buy from them, and they actually make most of our voting machines there and then ship them through Taiwan to hide that through Venezuela. Why are you covering up for Israel? See, it's this mental illness where people, like, only want to know about Israel or only about Palantir, and I'm like, I want to know about it all. Does it take away from the flock cameras to know that there's way more of the Ring cameras doing the same thing, and now they've merged? I'm just giving you the full picture. It's like you're looking at a horizon and there's all these tanks and planes and weapons and armies coming and we're just looking at one army. I'm like, no, the whole thing. It's a weird territorialization deal where people learn about one thing and they want to know about that thing and that thing only. You got to know about it all. citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. But who watches them? They're like, oh, the police that are corrupt, we'll get them too. Oh, you mean you'll selectively enforce and then put your even worse police in? Just like in Denver and Minnesota, Minneapolis, and they wouldn't let ICE use the software hooked into the state and local cameras that the feds paid for, that we paid for, to get illegal aliens and drug cartels. That's Big Brother. But, oh, you're getting watched. It's being used on you. I say don't use it on anybody. And people are cutting down the flock cameras, are cutting down the carbon taxing congestion cameras all over the UK and Europe and here. And I say, more power to the people. But you need to know about it all. But just remember, while you're cutting down the flock cameras and cutting down the congestion cameras, this little baby right here can tell what your heartbeat is from a couple feet away. Did you know that? This little baby right here can listen to you even when it's off, just through the apps. This little baby has GPS triangulation from the cell towers down to 3 feet. This little piggy is tyranny. This little piggy is surveilling you. This little piggy is selling your data. This little piggy gave China all the code keys to all Apple devices 8 years ago. This little piggy is the obelisk from 2001. This little piggy has killed half of the births in the West in major studies. People started having kids, aren't having relationships. Now they have their AI relationships. And it makes you more depressed, more alone, more isolated. And I'm here exposing the whole thing. The whole enchilada. Okay, we got to the Big Brother update. Microsoft, the UN partnered with China for internet IDs and medical IDs for medical passports, vaccine passports. And, oh, all over the Western world, Republicans are passing internet IDs in their states to stop kids looking at porn. Instead, have parental controls. Don't let your kid have access to the internet unless you're there. And because now adults have to have internet IDs. And with that comes internet taxation and control, internet blacklisting. They admit that's the plan. Social credit score, total control. In China, they turn off your phone. You haven't done what they said. Can't leave your house. Then you can't pay for your house. Then you're homeless. Now you're in the ghettos, which I have UN official cartoons made 12 years ago for kids in the UK, showing them the future that, oh, you weren't good. You got kicked out of your government-controlled house. Now you live in a ghetto and starve. They all let you know what they're doing. Pretty important. I've got a lot on that. Sam Altman's OpenAI discusses handing Trump admin 5% stake. They already did that in Intel and other stuff. Very dangerous to say, oh, it's one thing if the government gets a stake in uranium mines because they can't mine enough of it. There's a government investment to guarantee the government gets the uranium for weapons or something. But, oh, we're picking winners and losers. Let me show you that. We're picking winners and losers. Whoever's on the big tech board gets immunity and can do whatever they want for AI, but everybody else, not you. Sam Altman's OpenAI discusses handing Trump 5% stake. The government in OpenAI. The U.S. government's equity portfolio could be expanding again, this time with the potential 5% stake in Sam Altman's OpenAI at an $852 million valuation. According to a new report, the proposed stake would mark another step towards direct financial position in tech. The proposed stake would mark another step towards direct financial positions in tech giants. For OpenAI, buy-in from the Trump administration could ease monitoring political pressure ahead of its IPO. Ah, that doesn't sound dangerous or corrupt at all. I'm just supposed to, it's 3D chess. And, you know, Tajikistan, billion-dollar deals for tungsten, for rare earth minerals, and then the day after they sign his sons up for hundreds of millions on the board, Trump does the deal for the U.S. to buy the tungsten. I was like, great, make deals with the stands to get all those rare earth minerals, great for our companies, but you get the money? That sounds like Hunter Biden stuff to me. I'm just supposed to get with the program, though. Well, he's better than them, so it's okay. Trump could care less about conflicts of interest because he has Bondi, which he was there, and now this other Democrat lawyer, Todd Blanche signing little waivers. Well, the Justice Department says you're allowed to do that. And I'm supposed to just say, oh, this is wonderful. Nope, sorry, not doing it. Democrats pick up the global digital ID agenda in Project 2029. They're pushing it everywhere, but admitting it's for total control. Not good. Not good at all. Let's show people the article, please. You need to see this yourselves at alexjoneslive.com. All right, let's move out of the tech stuff into the real super tech stuff right now. Okay, look, here's where I stand on this. And it's a big deal. I like Congressman Burchett, straight shooter, great voting record, great guy, but he's kind of the guy that gets briefed by all the space aliens and human-animal hybrids, which they've got, but they're not aliens. I mean, they're technically never existed, so they are alien to this planet, but not from another planet. It's something new that's been made. And they made artificial nanotech that operates like life and self-constructs and reproduces. I'm telling you about it for decades. It's all admitted. But they're talking about underground bases and all these aliens and all these spaceships, and he's got these government insiders telling them about it, and it's all so the government can be distracted from the human technology that's so advanced, the gravity control, all of it. And then they have these people that are trusted by the public that mean well, that come out and say, oh, I can't tell you, it's too insane, it's too crazy. And then, you know, Joe Rogan has all these guests on, I've seen the gray aliens, I've seen the lizard people. And again, if that was really going on, if that is going on, you don't have these contractors that, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I am. You'd get killed for that. So this is part of a larger psyop ahead of something big. And you have all the disclosure right now with Steven Spielberg's movie coming out. So here's Burchett, you know, making the rounds as usual. And it's not that I don't trust him. It's not that he's bad. He's told rumors by people that are told rumors. That are told rumors. And then Trump orders all this stuff released 6 months ago, and a bunch of the top general people just go missing or are found dead. That's what's the real stuff there. But then all this other stuff is just chatter. And then that dovetails with former Congressman Gates. Gates, I wish we would have known that when I was asking him questions under oath. Libertarian Times editor-in-chief Chris Sharp reveals alarming allegations that former DNI Clapper ran a program to directly shoot down UFOs and also control news about it. Well, yeah, that and the geoengineering, all of it, that's come out. So there is a lot of stuff visiting. There is weird stuff going on, but most of it's human. China's got it. Russia's got it. We got it. We're probably the most advanced. Remember, they had the science czar last year say we control space and time. We can teleport matter. And the physics show they have that. Fission, fusion, artificial suns, strange artificial black holes, it's all been done. I remember being like 10 years old, and it was like a Saturday, my dad was like, Voyager is about to go over Saturn. We got to watch the feed coming in, or you know, another week. Oh, my gosh, they're about to have an artificial sun and fission fusion in the U.S. in an underground bunker, and they've got these giant magnet systems that contain it, but it could get dangerous and expand. It could blow the Earth up. And my dad's like, and they did the Operation Fishbowl. They detonated hundreds of hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere trying to blow up the Federation belt. They thought it could ignite the atmosphere, but it didn't. This is just as dangerous. Let's watch this. And he's like, we'd be watching on PBS. So, I mean, this stuff's been going on forever, ladies and gentlemen, but now it's almost all propaganda as a diversion. Let's go to Burchett, and then let's go to Matt Gaetz on Clapper. Here it is.
I guess.
If I knew what you knew, I would not be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, I was briefed in a situation, and they got into some pretty intense stuff, and...
Certainly. Can I ask who briefed you?
You can ask, but I can't tell.
You can't tell?
No. I got to get some clearance on this.
Well, can I ask a question? Have you ever told Donald Trump about all the obstacles they're throwing in your face?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I had a discussion with somebody last week. I said, they said, you need to have lunch with him. It's very difficult to get, you know, he's right now, of course, things going on all over the world.
But you're also saying, on the other hand, on a need-to-know basis, and that means the president's not on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
Our duly elected president is being held, information is being withheld from him?
I believe so. I was told that, even. Yeah, and this one, in this GIF, this one time where they asked me where you're quoting, I mean, there was some pretty intense stuff about life forms, what they were doing, and different. And
life forms and, alive here? Life forms dead here?
Possibly. Both. And I...
Vehicles that have been recovered here?
Yeah. And some that have possibly come here and not in a crash type setting. We had an individual that gave, and this was interesting about the whole thing was because there's all the folks in there and there's, who'd you tell me went to Texas and got the standing ovation?
Burleson. Representative Burleson.
Burleson. I mean, there's different groups of people and Burleson's a dear friend of mine and he, cause in the beginning he was a big skeptic, you know, and I asked him to join us in some of this stuff because I needed somebody that just wasn't like me, that just had been.
Skepticism's healthy.
It's very healthy. I mean, but a lot of people that were skeptics, but we were in this one meeting in a secure environment and a member came in who is not really friendly to the cause and, really was a disruptor and started asking questions. And the person who was briefing us named names, dates, times, places, events, people. I mean, because I'd asked a question about Jimmy Carter. There was talk. I just threw it out there that Carter, I didn't like his politics, but I don't question his faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he was briefed at one time and became physically upset with the information that he was given.
Of course he did.
Yeah. But he had actually seen a UFO as a documented thing. Mm-hmm. And this person that was briefing us gave the date of that meeting and said, and he gave the receipts. He said, you can go to the Carter Library, and he gave the date and said, and there was, I think, four people in the meeting and they listed three of them and one of them, they weren't sure who it was. So it was probably, you know, CIA or something. And it upset him so much that he pretty much had to clear his calendar for a while. But what is that? And the thing is everything that I've, all these rumors that you hear in the movies and the books and the magazines that I read growing up, just the wild, crazy stuff. Some of that stuff now I'm being briefed on and people are telling me that this has actually occurred. Mm. And that to me I wonder, is this stuff being planted? Is it being pushed out?
Yes.
So that we gradually get a hold of it?
Yes. And it's the story they want you to have. So Merchant's smart. He gets it. Okay. I'm not saying he's a chump here, but they're using him because he's so trusted. I think he knows that. Trump's trying to find out about clandestine operations and who the agents are, and they won't even tell him that. So, yes, this has gone on for a long time, and the movies are all in sync with the disinfo being put out now. That's how you know it's BS. That's one of the strongest issues there. Now let's go to former Congressman Gates talking about the CIA.
If they're already here, and if there's already this Cold War underway among those that are here, those that are on the moon, how come you think there haven't been hostilities with humans yet?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, when we're speaking about kind of intentions, we're basing that on human intentions, you know? What humans do. Mm-hmm. If we're dealing with something that's not human, we're not dealing with human emotions. We're not dealing with normal human intentions. So it's such a difficult question to answer when you're dealing with something possibly which is not human, that don't have the same kind of like drives as we do. But there are some really, really alarming allegations surrounding James Clapper, though. The allegation is that him and Stephanie O'Sullivan, when he was director of National Intelligence, ran a program to detect, shoot down, and retrieve UFOs. That's the allegation.
I wish I would have known that when I was asking him questions under oath. I would have found a way to make it relevant. I'm sure former Director Clapper is still around and could answer those questions if members of Congress wanted to ask it. It'd be interesting to see what he had to say about all of it.
So there you go. Errol Musk, father of Elon Musk, very eccentric, very smart. joining us in the next hour. Be sure to stay with us and share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and AJN Live on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. So important you do that. Thank you. And the news site, alexjoneslive.com. Now, we're going to break. We are running a massive sale, summer kickoff sale, actually ends early next week. Patriot Apparel's up to 50% off, widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, some of the best designs. They're just amazing. The current buy one, get one free ends tonight. We do these for 3 days, one item. Buy one Shilajit, capsules, gummies, get one free. We have the best Shilajit, all these natural peptides, boosts testosterone, stamina, libido, energy, great for men, great for women. It is powerful. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Discount, 50% off, and it's great for your cardiovascular system. Ultimate Life Force, you really should do a couple of rounds of that every year, no matter how old you are, particularly, though, if you've had a long COVID, not even if you took the shot, but from the shedding. It's really important, thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the bovine colostrum powder, a private label of the highest rated in the country. All those key factors, peptides, so much more. Cleans up your gut, repairs your gut, your organs. It's just magic what it does. We now have the naturally grape-flavored super concentrate, 60 gummies, take two a day, really strong, amazing, tastes great. We now have the bovine colostrum grape-flavored gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, the ultramethylene blue hits you in 30 minutes, incredible energy, no letdown. There's incredible things for your mitochondria. That's instant, but with the iodine takes a few weeks to kick in. Touch a game changer. Most people are deficient in it. This is the purest, cleanest type. Same thing with the bovine colostrum. You know, it takes a week or so to feel it, a month or so to see it, your skin and hair, big time. I'm on it. My skin looks great. I have family saying, your skin looks better than when you were 20. What? I've always had good skin. It's crazy how soft my skin is, how healthy it is, how any sunspots I have just gone. I mean, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You owe it to yourself to get the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, both the gummies and the powder, the T3, the ultramethylene blue. Huge discounts now. Limited edition Patriot apparel for the anniversary of America. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now. We'll be back with hour number two with Elon Musk's father. Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th. 2026 coming up, and they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026, and they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America, 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, Ride Fast, Live Free, just a classic Betsy Ross flag, 1776 Free, they came up with that, I think that's pretty cool, Defund the Deep State, that's pretty cool, I like that really clean one right there, 1776, 250 years of freedom, they designed that, very clean, very nice. If you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are, you're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones. Whoa.
We love you, Alex. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex. Suck my d***.
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh. Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you. But they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it. And I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
By the way, I looked at my sheet wrong. Errol Musk is on next hour, which is okay because I want to take calls today and cover all this other news. I covered four stacks. I got about 20 more. It's all massive. We'll look at the war on the West and take your phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for first-time callers on the war on the West. No one can deny it. How do we win the war?
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on
for it over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alice Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. Next hour, Errol Flynn, father of Elon Musk, joins us. I was looking at the sheet wrong. Apologize for that. Very iconoclastic, very interesting and smart, you could say eccentric. We'll talk about the war on the West and how do we defend the West? How do we stop this takeover? And as a prelude to that, I want to open the phones up on the war on the West. Who's running it? How we win it? Why is there a war on the West? If you know that, you understand that the globalists can't have a competing system of private property and freedom and a large middle class and meritocracy and competition and rugged individualism and maverick spirit. And so with the 250th anniversary of our great republic, really only being 48 hours out, depending on your time zone, it's important to know why the ideals and values of America and Christianity are under attack, and capitalism. You've got to know who your enemy is. You've got to know what they're targeting and why, because when you know what they're against, it's anything that's going to make us independent and strong and not domesticated. So here's the number to join us. We're doing first-time callers on the war on the West, who our enemies are, how we counter it, because it's the big corporation, it's the BlackRock, WF, the UN, that is waging war against the third world, doing the lockdowns. They did Gallup polls, 90%+ of people coming here and the big migrant flows were because they shut them down for years, wouldn't let them go, work on their farms or businesses. I feel sorry for all these several people, but then they get to the UN refugee centers on average for 6 months, mainly military-aged men is who they accept, 90% on average. Then they're filled with hate of the West, told you're going to have all the women, all the free stuff. It's going to be great. You're here to conquer. I have hundreds of clips of the Muslims saying that, the North Africans, all of it. So they're literally picking certain people, low IQ, criminal records, military age men, and sending them to not even be a replacement migration or to have new workers because the West isn't having, you know, enough children. You got to have 2.1 children for every two adults to even replace the population. If you don't, it collapses. White people were 10% of the world population just a few decades ago. Now we're 7%. But we're told white people have caused the problem, just get rid of them. But it's targeting white people in a racial divide to target freedom and in capitalism in the West and those ideas. They couldn't sell communism, this is admitted, in the 50s and 60s to black people, so they sold class warfare white against black. That's all in the studies. That's why the universities do it. They're being used for that. And most black folks don't buy into it, but there's a minority of black folks, a large minority, that do. And you see all that. We got to kill more white people. We got to get violent. They're our enemies when the average white person is under the same globalist attack as any other black person. But that's how this operates. And the left says, oh, the white people stole all the money. They got all the money. The top nine slots per capita of the people with the most money are all Asian. Then it's whites. Then it's Arabs. Then it's Hispanics. Then it's blacks at the bottom. But blacks have made a lot of strides forward on average as well. But the media doesn't want people to talk about that. So we're going to be going over all of that today. The number to join us is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. 866-0642. First-time callers, 512-266-0642. Just dial our country access code, then the U.S. code, and 512-266-0642 if you're calling from outside CONUS or outside the United States, period. So we look forward to taking your phone calls on this key subject and this subject alone, but it's a wide area. You pretty much bring any topic in under that. So humor me, as they say. But here's just some of the latest clips today. I have a huge 3-inch stack over here of over 200 Muslims saying, we're here to conquer you, we're taking you, you're weak. The Quran is a manual to dominate you and enslave you. And that's what it is. People then go, oh, we should support Israel then, no matter what Israel does. What, a no-win war with Iran? Letting Israel merge our military and get all of our secrets and then say they cone our weapons? Say we're married to Israel? That's the talking point we're seeing. And then Israel founds Hamas and stands down. And then our own government, the British, have been caught funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS with USAID and all of it. Not just under Biden, but going back to Carter. I don't want to hear like, oh, if I side with Israel, I'm fighting Islam. What are you talking about? Israel and Turkey and NATO just 2+ years ago overthrew Syria and put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge. They even admit that. Well, he was the head of Al-Qaeda, but now he's good. I mean, what? We have 45 times the Muslims in the West, on average, we had before 9/11. So we weren't fighting them over there to fight them over there so they wouldn't come here. No, we fought them there to stir them up and bring them in pissed off. And all the marches the last few weeks, all over Texas, right here in Austin, with their swords beating their chests, we're taking over Dearborn, Michigan, New York, L.A. It's insane. All over the capitals of Europe. We're here to conquer you. We're here to take you. And then every day I see videos of just some white street preacher preaching, and then North African Muslims, you name it, beat them up. The police then arrest them. And then when they stab police, they don't even get put in prison. There's lots of videos of that right here. So here's some of the latest. A white boy is attacked by a group of African men. Instead of arresting the group, the police arrest the evil white devil. You're going to walk to the effing car, you bleeper. British police, in a nutshell, two-tiered policing. Let's roll that. In this shock video, a British man is now in a coma, fighting for his life after being smashed from behind in the head with a bat by a third world invader in East Finchley, London. White people are not safe in their homeland. It's 90% of the violent crime, and it's super high with bats and daggers and crime-ridden, more dangerous even Chicago. And they just club you in the head, and that's the end of it. Here's a Muslim woman, and it dovetails with an Indian man. I'm not saying all the Indians are like this, but they're like, yeah, we're here to crap on you and ruin everything and here to destroy your culture. And that's the attitude, because there's such an inferiority complex on average. Because look where they came from. God, you got to feel sorry for them. But they hear you totally freaked out. A Muslim woman brags openly, I don't belong here. That's why I'm destroying as much of it as I can, sucking up every benefit and tax dollar to the absolute max. She says this. I got to show you hundreds of these. And then happening now in Sweden today was the day yesterday outlawed first cousin marriage. They do it over and over again. It creates massive retardation, mental illness, birth defects. By contrast, in the UK, the British government energetically supports the practice, which is also commonly known as incest. Islam as a religion is the mother of all curses. I wrote this. A cornucopia of betrayal and murder. Slavery is written upon the forehead of the fallen angel that brings total slavery and death in its wake. The Islamic sacrament of incest brings with it the deep bondage of low IQs and mental illness. It is the fruit of Satan and the ultimate chain of slavery. Watch the victims of Islam protest people trying to free them in the clip below. Not just hundreds of these articles today. Two Syrians rape girl in old German nightclub in public. No one's been caught. France, police launch raids against anti-immigration national rally party before elections. Yeah, can't criticize open borders. Here's another clip. Muhammad came to Medina as a religious refugee. The Jewish tribes took the man. This is in the Quran. Within 5 years, they were all killed. 16-year-old girl raped. And then, of course, you got what's happened to white folks. Imagine if this was white folks doing this to black folks. I got a bunch of these videos today. And this is just the attitude. Florida woman fatally shoots Army veteran during dispute over Walmart parking lot. The full tape's been released, but I noticed some of the left's putting out tapes where the guy's walking the opposite direction. They edited it and did blow-ups of it to make it look like he was chasing her on the parking lot. He just argues with her, is walking away, she walks up and shoots him. And my point is, why is this happening? I'm sure when she, if she ever gets caught, she's, no one knows, she's on the loose, that there'll be big protests and they'll say he deserved it, or, you know, something happened like that. So we'll show you the actual footage. We've got where people have edited it. Let's go ahead and first play Christopher Hitchens 20 years ago warning about what's now happened. The total invasion, banning anybody criticizing it. He certainly predicted it all because it's what Islam does everywhere it goes. Here it is.
In 1788, when the United States was barely a country,
right,
it was having its sailors taken as slaves by the Barbary States, the states of the Ottoman Empire in North Africa.
Tripoli.
Exactly.
Shores of Tripoli.
Ships stopped. Its crews carried off into slavery. We estimate 1.5 million European and American slaves taken between 1750 and 1815. Jefferson and Adams went to their ambassador in London and said, why do you do this to us? The United States has never had a quarrel with the Muslim world of any kind. We weren't in the Crusades. We weren't in the war in Spain. Why do you do this to our people and our ships? Why do you plunder and enslave our people? And the ambassador said very plainly, Mr. Abdulrahman said, because the Quran gives us permission to do so, because you are infidels. And that's our answer. And Jefferson said, well, in that case, I will send a navy which will crush your state, which he did. Islamic fundamentalism is not created by American democracy. It's a lie to say so. It's a masochistic lie. And it excuses those who are the real criminals, and it blames us for the attacks made upon.
This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen. I beseech you. Resist it while you still can, and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing, you will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not just symptoms of surrender. Very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you, and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can. And if you wonder what will happen if you don't, look and see how a cricket team in Middlesex in England had to change its name by force last week because it was called and had been for years the Middlesex Crusaders. Look and see how stories about little pigs can't be taught to children in English schools anymore unless offense be taken by the religion of peace. Resist it while you can.
Within 5 years of Muhammad coming as an immigrant into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. So it's a three-step process. It's immigrate, increase, eliminate. Immigrate into a host country as a religious refugee. Increase the number of your followers amongst the minority neighborhoods. And then you have random outbreaks of violence, knifings, acid attacks, and so forth. And the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood no longer feel safe, and they move out, and they take over the neighborhood. What happened to those three Jewish clans that let Muhammad in? Well, the Banu Hanukkah, Muhammad accused them of violating the treaty, declared it void, and expelled them. The other two clans stood back. Like, I hate that clan. They had it coming to them, right? Now there's only two Jewish clans. Then Muhammad accuses the second one of violating their treaty and voids and expels them. And the big Jewish clan stands back. Ah, oh, they were always competition for me. I just hate them. And now there's only one Jewish clan, Banu Qurayza. They surround them for 25 days. When the last Jewish tribe surrenders, he brings them into the market and removes their head. Within 5 years of Muhammad coming as an immigrant into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina.
And for radio listeners, this is a bunch of black guys beating up a white guy and some Arabs helping. And then the police come and arrest him. He's the enemy.
Excuse me.
Gee, I'm a little brother's life, bro. What the f***?
I just want to go home, bruv.
It's always a woman cop arresting a white guy who's been attacked.
Please.
They love it.
I'm trying to go home, bro. Please.
And they're rewarded for it. They're the enemy within opening the drawbridge to the barbarians. And I have Muslims bragging. The police work for us in New York and in England.
No, call him. Back of his head bleeding still.
Here's a white guy in a store, brains beat out with a baseball bat and a pool of blood. No one will be in trouble. They'll probably give him an award for it. It was a white woman. They just raped him right there. Hey, get up. We just beat you in the head with a baseball bat. What's wrong?
Move him on the side. Shake him a bit. I can't shake him a bit, bro. You need to, bro. The man's sleeping, bro.
Surprised the cops didn't come and handcuff the white guy. We've been stabbed five times, they would.
Bleeding. He's not breathing, no.
Oh, he's not breathing. Oh, he's in a coma now. Okay, let's stop here. Let's stop here and back it up because I was talking over it. She gibbers quickly, so I'm going to read this for radio listeners because she's, go ahead and roll it. This is in England. Here it is. I don't belong here. I have told you I belong here. That's why I destroy and I take so much I can and collect all your tax money. All benefits that you can get here in Sweden. This is Sweden. I've got a clip in England too, second. I use it to the max. To the max, and you can do anything about it. Here they are protesting, banning of marrying first cousins. Hit pause. You know Pakistanis are 4% of the UK and about 5% of Europe, and they're over 80% of the deformities. Roll this slowly. Look at how sad this is. Look at the creature in the middle. I mean, that guy's got all sorts of chromosome disorders, probably three or four different ones. I mean, it's what you would expect after a nuclear war, the type of mutants you would see. And the other guys are all mutants as well. And they've all got that, you know, weird overbite, the skulls, the eyes, the close-set eyeballs. I mean, this is so sad. And when you have this level of, you know, generation, hundreds of generations marrying their cousins, their first cousins, you have the same grandparents. I mean, it is so sad. And they've got like 70 IQs on average. And it's just an army of evil. They're letting the guy out that reportedly organized the rape of over 3,000 girls in the UK. So it's very, very sad, folks. And you saw the British royal families and others that inbred. And they've got the Egyptian mummies after inbreeding, how they look totally, you know, deformed and like that. I've seen some of the, you know, Pharaoh's skeletons exhibits when I've been in Europe, but also when they brought them here to the U.S. to Houston. And you'll see this king died at age 12 from inbreeding deformities. It looks just like that poor fella. See their mummies. And they're like 4.5 feet tall. So sad. But they know they're the supreme rulers of Islam. And pedophilia is legal. Rape's legal. As long as you say sorry to Allah, men can have sex with men and with children. It's okay. It's a good thing. And it's just very, very sad. And all they know is that you don't look deformed, and they're mad about it. And they've been taught that they need to kill you, they need to hurt you, and that's it. And you know, the ADL and others are there to make sure they come here to destroy us. And it's all part of the mass cucking they put us under. Very, very sad. Let's go ahead and I think we got a few more of these videos. I mean, I've got hundreds of them, but we could go on for days. We could go on forever. With this. Yeah, let's, here's an individual, talking to some of the white supremacists, and they do this for hours. They go into the Discord chats, video chats, and, you know, they say, no, we're here to conquer you, we're here to take you, we're here to crap all over you, just like they do to themselves. And they say, we're in such squalor and pain, we're just gonna make sure you're in it too. Miseryless company, here it is.
I want to understand, why is it you're living in the UK right now? What's wrong with Afghanistan or wherever you came from?
I'm Indian, by the way.
Okay, what's wrong with India?
Nothing.
So why aren't you there?
Because we're here to take over.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're here in the UK and wherever else you guys go to conquer. Wait, no. You want to conquer our countries, correct?
I'm talking about England.
You want to conquer England?
We are on the way there, yes.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, you know, you guys, well, not you, but the British came to India and ransacked us, killed millions of ours, people. Mm-hmm.
So then that would mean it's about revenge. So it's about revenge.
Correct. What goes around? We believe in karma.
Uh-huh.
We're Indians. We believe in karma.
Right.
So we just have to kind of give it back. That's all.
So let me just play this out for you. So India is just
getting better.
Wait a second. Let's just say, for instance, for argument's sake, that you conquer the UK. How is that going to be better than where you guys came from?
Oh, no, we're not planning to make anything better. We're planning to put them back to the Stone Age.
Really? So you just want to wreck everything and then what?
Correct.
Just leave it?
That is the plan. Yeah, then we go back home. We've bought Land Rover, we bought Jaguar, we're about to purchase Rolls Royce. We're taking pretty much Google is ours. You name it. Microsoft is ours. We're taking over. So don't worry.
Right.
As much as you think we're dumb, keep believing so.
I know you guys are dumb. It's not even a question. I mean, here's the thing. God forbid, going for that thought. I know it's true because you know how
I'm
I know?
I'm happy that you have those thoughts.
You want to know how I know?
I'm not going to challenge
let me,
you.
Let me tell you
things.
How I know.
You carry on thinking.
You guys, let's just say that you guys succeed in what you're trying to do. Let's just say you succeed, right? For argument's sake. When you succeed in whatever you're trying to do, you're gonna destroy everything. You're gonna wreck everything. And then what do you think white people are gonna do after you destroy their homeland? What do you think they're gonna do then? If we've conquered you in the past and killed and slaughtered millions of you, like you say.
All right, let's stop here. The British went and colonized it, brought in medicine and stuff. Their population exploded. It wasn't a bunch of slaughtering and killing. There was certainly treating them as second-class citizens. That's what they do in India. The caste system, even worse. The untouchables, but I'm not defending any of that either. The point is that it's well known on average that these Indians come into companies, U.S. companies, and they only hire Indians. They get rid of everybody else. And so they're actually only from their tribe or from their area. Like 80% of the visas are from one area of India. The vast majority of total skilled visas are from India, and 80% of those are from this one little region. So it's all very tribal. And you look at the left caught putting in algae, caught tearing up the, first they denied it, you know, tearing up the Lincoln reflecting pool. That's the left in general, just their spirit is ruin things, poop on the street, needles everywhere. The left does it too. It's not just some of the Indians or Muslims. It's about making it as ugly, throw garbage everywhere, just revel in it. And it's just so alien to the West, people just don't even understand it. Well, that's because you're not into eating poop. Okay, you just don't understand. You don't have this demon. We'll be right back. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor Big Lee came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold press. It's never been homogenized either, or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com. Breaking news, and then Elon Musk's father, very interesting, very eccentric, very smart. We'll talk about the West and how do we save it. Straight ahead with your phone calls and Errol Musk. Share the live feeds now.
We just got done practicing killing. It's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling.
Pandemics back. They're bombing us with ticks, mosquitoes, you name it. Big tech. Google. Microsoft. Bill Gates.
Save some lives. Stay home, be a hero. Pass the fuck out with your kids and your wife. Stay home, be a hero.
fuck out. I told you they'd do it. The scam.
Lana Del Rey. AI collaboration with Eddie Bravo, Darren McBreen, and the Alex Jones Live crew. Share the video now at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The coordinates of victory. America 250.
Es el fin del mundo. Tranquilo.
All of our stuff is free to air to the public. It belongs to you. We love everybody taking our work and putting it into Spanish, Chinese, and other languages. It belongs to you. Carry the ball. It's up to you. Take action. You're doing a beautiful job. Look what Eddie Bravo did with the show right here in a collaboration. Ernest Ramirez, they killed his son. I'm going to get him back on the show. Craig in Michigan, Flynn in California, Jay in Key West, Vince in the Midwest, Derek in Kentucky, Trent in Arkansas, and others. We're going to your phone calls, but first we have a message from Harrison Smith, it's only a minute long, and Darth Vader about the future of the InfoWar and how it lies in your hands and is your destiny, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Don't try this at home. DallasShowStore.com, creatine. That actually happened. This is not
Ultimate
satire.
Creatine powder! From the AlexJonesStore.com!
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
My evil controls all time, all dimensions. Look into me one last time, because my stories are almost over. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give us your children. Follow the political correctness. Black Lives Matter loves you. Bill Gates wants you to take a shot. He wants to help you. There, good. Now you're dying. Ah, good, good. I've been waiting a long time for this, my little green friend. Let's go to Craig in Michigan, calling in on the topic, taking back the West. What choice do we have? Craig, thanks for joining us.
There is no choice but to not give up, Alex. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're just a national treasure and an example of how we need to have some resolve and some grit in this fight. And what we need to remember is that liberty is local. Unfortunately, so is tyranny. And we all kind of felt that during COVID. And now as survivors of the COVID tyranny and the COVID Holocaust, what we need to do is pick up the ashes here, and we need to start running for school boards. We need to take a look at that Communist Manifesto and reverse engineer it. We need to battle these people at the communist factories called our schools, and we need to kick out all these folk, these woke idiots that have infested it.
I agree. Something like 47% of races around the country, Democrats run unopposed. And it's because we've been shirking our responsibility, the water board, the school board, the county commission, all of it, the dog catcher, that we allow this evil, not just here, but around the world, to take root.
Absolutely. Unwoke our schools. That's going to be our battle cry here. We're not going to let this go down. We need to set up our local networks to help with trading in gold and silver. And we need to decentralize, just like the health ranger talks about, Mike Adams. We need to decentralize, and that's how we do it. We reverse engineer this communist manifesto. And don't be afraid to run for delegates. There's plenty of delegate seats that are open across the country in these counties. We're not going to, you know, take this country back through our national and our state houses. We got to start local.
That's right. It starts local. Trump's been a decent beachhead overall, but gone sideways, and that's why I'm glad I support him in the past. I still support the good he does now, but in many areas is not the same Trump. I appreciate your call. Excellent points. Let's now go to the great state of Kentucky. Derek on the State of the World. Derek, welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you. First, before I ask my question, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you.
And everything that you continue to do for us.
Well, let me be clear. Every time listeners and viewers thank me, I want to thank you for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesshow.com. So I want to fight. You want to fight. We're all in this together. So that's symbiotic and that's reciprocal. And I just want you to know that I thank you as well.
I appreciate that. You know, I mean, looking at the state of the world, because of scripture, it's pretty clear to me what season we're in. And it's like the world is groaning in birth pains. You know, Trump betrayed us for whatever reason. I can't bring myself to trust J.D. Vance because of his ties to AI, Peter Thiel, which, I mean, I believe, you know, could be tied to the Antichrist system itself. So my question is, I've always trusted you. Every politician that I have put my faith in has failed. Will you run? This is a serious question.
You know, in the world, in life, in business, in politics, it's very important to have chroniclers and the committees of correspondence like we had 250 years ago that get the information out. 90% of war is informational. So I have supported a lot of candidates. I've supported grassroots. I have do not want to run for office. It's not my bailiwick. And so I think I can say that I've not been on the sidelines and that I've and I'm going to continue fighting. I work 7 days a week. So I don't think I could do as much running for political office. And the way they've written the laws and stuff, they can put you in jail for a crooked toenail. They can violate all the laws they want. It's basically campaign finance is written where you can't follow it properly. They throw me in jail like Dinesh D'Souza or somebody. And also, once you're elected, you really can't have your own show while you're doing it because of campaign rules. It's a bunch of crap that should be repealed, by the way. I think anybody elected, whether it's a mayor or the president, should be able to do what any media they want, have a show if they want. But that's basically where we are. So you're kind of putting it on me to do that is I don't feel called by God to do that.
Well, if you don't feel called, I mean, I think what you're doing is extremely important, but I'm sure I'm not the only person out there that really does trust you. I mean, you've been there for us. You've exposed things. You've been in the fire. You've been working nonstop. I mean, since I was in high school and I'm like in my 40s now. So it's been a consistent thing. It's like, who do you turn to when things look this bad, this dire? You know, it feels like the world is kind of running out of time.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate
you. Where to put our trust in, you know?
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me speak to the trust thing. Ronald Reagan had a quote that I really agree with. You can trust people, but you need to verify. And so I tell listeners, and this is really important before I go to other calls. I'm glad the last caller raised this in Kentucky. You shouldn't trust anybody but your mother's loving eyes and your relationship with God. Because trust is like a thing of faith. 99% of what I do is I say, Mondami says, turn your air conditioner up to 78, there's not enough power. And then I go into what's behind that in the history and I show you documents. I explain, hey, beef prices have exploded because of inflation, but mainly because the four meatpacking companies have an oligopoly and are gouging you. Then I show you congressional reports and numbers, and it's a fact. I say the Pentagon predicts, and here's why, and I agree that the mullahs won't fall and that they'll close the strait. It'll be a disaster, and then Israel wants to try to suck us into a full war. You could look at what I said. You could see it happen. When I say Operation Lockstep from the year 2010 planned all this out, Rockefeller Foundation, CIA, John Hopkins, it's public. When I say, hey, Bill Gates is involved breeding GMO ticks and releasing them, here's where he's doing it. Google's releasing 62 million mosquitoes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and California. Here it is. So when I have Kyle Serafin coming on the fourth hour, all the crazy stuff the FBI is doing, and what the CIA sources are saying, we'll be pointing out public things, giving you some backstory, some inside scoops. But it's like when I tell you, hey, I heard people in the cabinet meeting said Cash Patel came in and said, don't investigate a foreign government's involvement. And then I told you the date, told you what had happened, and 3 months later it came out in the news, the exact date I said what happened. So there's stuff like that on sources where, and sometimes, though, something happens and it changes. So it's not that I'm even wrong that there's a major decision-making and course correction. So I think that's really liberating for people to understand that you don't need to just, like you're blind within the dark, walking around a field, and I'm holding your hand saying, okay, it's safe to walk over here. You're not going to fall off a cliff. You don't need to do that. I mean, when I'm here, I mean, I have a clip of Hillary. Hillary Clinton tells deep state officials to refuse to share information with acting DNI Bill Pulte because he's actually going after him. People say, well, he's not a spy. It doesn't matter. He's got spies under him that are smart, and he's doing his job. From all my sources, Pulte's the real deal. In fact, get the Hillary clip ready. I show you. Oh, here's the article. It's at gatewaypundit.com. It's at alexjoneslive.com. You can see the video of her on a podcast saying it. I mean, that's what I do. You know, it's like sometimes the stuff's so bad people can't believe it. Though, remember, like, before they kicked him out of Veritas, James O'Keefe dyed his hair blonde, wore glasses, talked with a lisp, got on a gay dating app, and the head of Pfizer mRNA, a vice president, the head of it, meets with him and says, yeah, we mail these viruses around the shelf. We'll release new ones to always have a new COVID shot. We gain a function it. People didn't believe that was real. I said, no, it's real. Look on the website. That's their head of mRNA. I predict he's kicked out of Veritas in a month. He was kicked out a month later. He said, God, Alex, how'd you know that? I mean, that was just too powerful. But I remember the listeners were like, that's not real. That's not real. That was real. And then nothing happened. So 99% of what I do is showing you the thing. Here's Hillary I was just mentioning, speaking of how they try to keep the president in the dark. Here it is.
This is a naked partisan takeover of the Director of National Intelligence, which was formed following 9/11 to better
coordinate the various
intelligence
agencies.
Obama wasn't. You know, the CIA, the NSA, there's like 17 of them. Because we missed a lot of signals that we should have paid attention to leading up to 9/11. And it was thought in this legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security and created the DNI that this would be a better coordinating mechanism. I think there's a lot of problems with it.
Look at this guy.
But it is at the
What's on his laptop?
Hub of all of our intelligence. The DNI has access to everything. Everything that they want to see. I mean, I hope there are career and even political appointees in various of the agencies that are slow walking or refusing to share information with Pulte. But I would also call out to, I don't know why there hasn't been a lawsuit brought. He is manifestly unqualified under the statute to hold that position.
Now, the president can do whatever he wants with his executive appointees. So, when they're interim, they won't give Trump the international spy organizations. They won't say who our operatives are. They won't tell him who the spies are. They won't give him the UFO files. He says, bring out the JFK stuff over and over again. They never release it all. He gets mad at them. That's all real. Remember Harry Reid when Trump was first president-elect, he said, I want them to give him fake briefings. And then John Bolton did give him fake briefings and did steal classified information, which he now pled guilty to. Isn't that funny? He was supporting Trump going to jail for having classified stuff when he was the president and allowed to have that under the law after he left office. So there's your examples of it. Guys, I don't like saying something. I bet it's on X, even though it's like 10 years old. He's president-elect 10 years ago. Type in, Harry Reid says give Trump fake briefings. Or you probably click web and just find an article. It'll have it in it. I mean, this is what they do. But see, I told you, the mullahs won't fall. They'll close the strait. This will happen. Trump will figure out it was a setup by Netanyahu to keep the war going so Netanyahu can stay in power. He's already been convicted. And then Trump, if we put pressure on him, we'll break with Netanyahu. We can pull out of this before it's too late. Exactly, that's happening. We hope he now pulls out completely. But the Iranians are belligerent because they hold the cards and they're going too far and miscalculating. And I said that too. I'm smart. But you don't have to trust me. You watched all that happen. You don't have to trust me. Just write down what I say, record what I said, and then check back a few weeks or months later. It's real simple. I'm all about accuracy. My guests are all about integrity and accuracy. So I see all the time on X and comments or emails, I don't know if I can trust you. I just don't know. Well, great. Can you trust a calculator? 2 + 2 = 4? Harry Reid wants Donald Trump to get fake intelligence briefings. Yeah, there's video of it. So that's where we are, folks. You know, the crew, I just sit here and say stuff. They just type it in and they pull it up. You can do the same thing at home. I mean, a lot of people see me talk fast and say stuff. They go, there's no way that guy actually knows all that stuff. Yeah, this is what I do. I mean, I know guys that are as smart as I am are smarter, but they care about baseball scores and football scores and, you know, the best golf clubs and, you know, the best restaurants and, you know, and great. They're having a great time. They're having a fun time. My brain, let me tell you, if I was into baseball scores, I'd be the best. Okay. If I was into football scores, which I was when I was younger, I knew I could have the best conversations with football coaches. But at about 18, I said, you know, I'm not going to, I've backslid before and caught myself, you know, watching the Yankees and the Redskins, you know, was it 15 years ago or 16, 18 years ago? You know, I'm sitting there every night watching and I'm like, what am I doing? Or I'll get caught in the playoffs, start watching basketball or football. And I'm just like, if I'm not going to be fighting the New World Order, I ought to be doing stuff with my kids. It's these men just sit around in their house and their wives off cheating on them, their kids on fentanyl. And they're just, yeah, the ball game's on. It's stupid. It's dumb. We got more serious priorities. But I appreciate the caller saying he trusts me. You don't need to trust me. Trust in the fact that I'm an open book. And that's why I'm always attacked that I don't have integrity and I work for Israel or I work for the Russians or I work for... It's all complete crap. I work for the truth and God. And I say what I think's right. And when I'm wrong, I'll tell you. And if what I've said's been helpful to you and stopping new pandemics and, you know, getting good people elected, if you think that's a value, which it is, then you need to promote it and support it for all of our own good. Just briefly, I'm going to take another call. Today's the last day. These are rolling 3-day sales to get our incredible Shilajit capsules. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit isn't a sexy name. What it does is sexy. We got the best. It's millions of years old. They don't know where it comes from. They think it's oil deposits that mix with diatoms and other special single cell life that just creates these super peptides that boost testosterone, just libido, stamina, energy, great for men and women. We have the private label, one of the top ones in the country, 5-star rating, 5-star on our own side. We go get a 5-star that we private label. That's buy one, get one free. All the Patriot apparel and so much more. And we now have the grape flavored gummies, naturally flavored with tapioca and pectin for regularity. That's not what the pills are for. And let me tell you, this is the most delicious grape flavor ever. It's almost sour, but it's not. It tastes like toxic Hubba Bubba was my favorite flavor when I was a kid. The grape gum. You ever had that? Tastes exactly like Hubba Bubba, but it's concentrated. Each 2 gummies is a daily allowance of the very best bovine colostrum there is, the same as in the powder. I already had one today. And you can savor them like 20 minutes in your mouth. It melts. Where's my other bottle? I guess that's downstairs. Let's open another one. And it's just unbelievable. And it's available at thealexjonesstore.com right now, discounted out of the gates. You're going to absolutely love these. And I can't suck on them because I did one the other day, like 20 minutes while I was driving. But I'm just going to chew it up. I mean, if you love grape, this is better than Welch's grape juice. I mean, this is nailed. Wait till you try it. And got my non-alcoholic cocktail here ready. A squirt of ultramethylene blue, of masterpiece zeolite, and of T3 iodide. Spectacular. So good for you. All right, let's jam in a call here. Let's go to Trent in Arkansas. AI, the church, and dealing with city council. Go ahead, Trent.
Alex, I've got two quick points. I'm trying to make them real straight and tight. Make sure I get to the second point because it may be more important than the first one. It's an honor to talk to you. I spent my whole life in the conservative intellectual movement. I've come to believe that you're the most important political public intellectual we have in the world. And not only that, I think you have an apostolic calling, and you need to talk to some really serious brothers and sisters about what the brothers said about the presidency. Now, I lived with Gary North for a few years, I mean for a few months, and we talked about That Hideous Strength over and over and over again. Have you ever heard of C.S. Lewis's That Hideous Strength?
Yes, I've read the book.
You have? Okay. Well, it's in the last year or two, because of AI, if you'll remember, there was a head, and Lewis was perceiving AI even back then, and this is what the new...
No, he was definitely a visionary, basically a prophet in my view.
And he was seeing, and now they're beginning to say that Hideous Strength is going to become more powerful and more important than Brave New World or 1984. So when it came up for sale, the most important edition that C.S. Lewis held and wrote in and sent to George Orwell to review, it was $30,000, and I bought it because I really felt like it was going to happen, that it was going to surpass that. And that's what's, if you look on the internet, you'll see all these writers talking about it.
Hold on, I want to hear more about this and what you're specifically, I got a missing at the end what you're saying.
This is cool.
Hold on, don't hang up.
I bought it. I've got the most important edition of it. C.S. Lewis held it in his hand.
Hold on, don't hang up. It's a hard network break, meaning the satellites fire. So the next hour starts back in 2 minutes. I'm going to come back to you. Don't hang up, Trent. I want to hear about this. And then Errol Musk.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon fentanyl, the dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
You got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
probably not moving around too much these days. Buried there in Hollywood. Errol Flynn, in like Flynn. Errol Musk joins Alex Jones. That's me coming up here in about 6 minutes. Going back to Trent in Arkansas. Trent, you're making a point about, so you bought this rare manuscript of C.S. Lewis. Yeah, I've read the Screwtape Letters, The Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe. I've read The Hideous Strength and a couple other of his books. Really, really powerful. And studying the globalists and experiencing all these spiritual forces, I've gone back and reread a lot of C.S. Lewis because he's multi-layered. You know, kids enjoy it, but it's really kind of like J.R.R. Tolkien, but even more so a lens into the way the universe and spiritual systems really work. Go ahead and finish your points.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more. Here's my point. I paid $30,000 for it. C.S. Lewis held it. George Orwell read it and wrote a review of it August 16th, Manchester Evening News, 1945. And now the critics are saying because he saw transhumanism, AI, that we're not, he saw that the scientists thought they had created AI, but that the unholy ghost could get into the machine. And that's kind of what a lot of the, like Jeffrey Hinton, the Nobel Prize winner for creating AI, is saying. I'm not sure what's going on here. So I think, Alex, if you would like, I will, I mean, it's kind of prophetic that Elon's dad's going to come on, because I think the tech bros, the billionaires, throwing down $5-10 million for the most important novel of the 20th century that talked about what's probably really going on.
And for those that don't know, Hideous Strength.
You know where I'm going with it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, just explain to people the plot of it.
Well, it's the most incredible, the inner circles, the inner rings of a conspiracy of what we're dealing with. Lewis saw it all in spades of what you talk about every day. He saw in 1945, but he also saw, and I think this is the most important thing that the critics are saying, the theologians and philosophers that are reviewing it. He saw that the unholy ghost, the Luciferian, the satanic, the demonic, could very well be intermixed with this AI thing. So what I'm saying to you, Alex, here's my proposal. I have the book. I can bring it down. You can put it on the set. One of the tech bros somewhere, one of those billionaires, throwing down $5 or $10 million for the most important edition of the most important prophetic book of the 20th century. One of them will buy it, if not Elon. And I'll split the profits with you. Half can go to the company, and I'll make a pretty good
profit. I couldn't speak for the tech giants. I don't know what they'll do. But, yeah, we'll get your name and number. That sounds interesting. You'd be an interesting guy to interview and see the manuscript. So we'll get your name and number. I'll give it to the producers, brother. I need to read that book again. I read it when I was like 15 or something. It's a science fiction book, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it that. I'd call it as real as Alex Jones every day.
No, I know, but that's how they do it. I mean, that's how Isaac Asimov did it. It's how Frank Herbert did it.
Let's get it out there because it nails it. Everything that you're about every day.
You know, that reminds me. I want to ask Elon's dad about the science fiction book written in the 50s by Wernher von Braun, where the ruler of Mars is named Elon.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think the book's Project Mars. I've read it, but like 10 years ago. Guys, pull up the stuff on.
The second point I want to make with you real fast, maybe more important than with that, I would love to share the profits with you. And I believe one of these tech bros struggling with all this is going to buy it at a pretty high price. Now, do you know Dennis Peacock? Does that ring a bell?
I think I've heard that name.
He's 83 now, and he has come up with the most spectacular strategy of building city action councils where the Christian pastors come together in a council, the Christian can-do businessmen come together in a city, the Christian public policy guys come together in the city, and the rest of us as the body of Christ begin to flow with what their critique to the mayor and the city councils are. They actually will become more powerful in the cities than the city councils.
All right, well, I'll look into it. We're out of time. Got a hard break coming up, but we'll talk to you, brother. We'll get your number here. All right, Errol Musk is scheduled to be joining us. We're going to come back, talk about the West, the future, his vision of what's coming and happening. He's a very smart guy in his own right and very iconoclastic. So Errol Musk, straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. Share the live feeds now.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Elon Musk has made the point that America is the central pillar holding up the West. If the West falls, all the world falls. If we don't have 2.1, 2.2 children, all the actuaries are clear. Civilization collapses. The globalists are at war with the West because it's a competing system of freedom, middle class, meritocracy, rugged individualism, competition they don't want. They want an end of history is what Obama and the globalists call it. We want an expansionist human consciousness expansion, and we have Errol Musk joining us here today, and we'll show you where he's on X and more. He was on with us, I guess, about 6 months ago. It was a very popular interview, but I wanted to get him on because watching his other interviews and the interview with me, he brought up the West, the attacks on it, why the UN is flooding us with third world populations, where he sees that going and how important the West is and how he sees America in its 250th anniversary that we're about to have here in less than 48 hours. So it's great to have Errol Musk with us today. We've got a lot of topics we're going to get into, the Middle East wars, what's happening in Ukraine, and so much more. I'm also going to bring up how he named Elon, and you got Wernher von Braun's book that is Project Mars, and in it, the guy that colonizes Mars is named Elon. Was that on purpose, some true visionary, or who knows what it was? Because obviously Elon, richest man in the world, worth $1 trillion, and also very interesting and pro-free speech. It's something I know that Errol has said he's proud of. But Errol, if you weren't Elon Musk's dad, we would still have you on because you're so interesting. You're taking on bands of people trying to kill you and your daughter and shooting them and, you know, being the top shooter in the military and in South Africa and all that's happening in South Africa now is a microcosm of what's coming to the West. I mean, you've definitely done a lot of interesting things and the Emerald Mines and everything else. That would be just a wild interview in and of itself. So we should talk about that some too. But thanks for being here with us.
A pleasure. It's a real pleasure. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Wow. So what is your view of the West? What is the West? Is it in crisis? Why is it in crisis? And what happens if the West was to fall? And if you agree with me that it is under total siege, who is attacking it? How do we save it? And I'd love to hear your analysis of that, sir.
Well, I'd say the West has been under siege for quite a long time. And in recent years, we have seen the people fighting back, and that is seen in the flesh with Donald Trump, and we see it in the flesh in various other parts of the world as well, and we're seeing it more and more in the last short few months behind us, where even in England, which was basically considered a hopeless basket case, where in the municipal elections they completely ignored the existing government and gave them something like 8% of their vote and gave the rest of their vote to the so-called you know, up and coming parties. So we're seeing things improve. We actually are seeing things improve. I'm quite happy to say that things are improving. They're improving. People are waking up. That's what it boils down to. You know, the old do-gooder times where you just, people want to, they feel that they owe their country. They owe their country to some other country, or they owe their country to some people from some other country. That's gone. I mean, people are saying, no, wait, that's not true. The English people do not owe their country to some people in some faraway land. The Americans do not owe their country to somebody else. It's like say, somebody had a house, put a lot of work into it, and he owes his house to people, strangers who haven't done anything. No. You don't owe your house to anybody. It's your house. You built it. And people are waking up to that reality. And so I'm pleased to say that. I've seen that happen with my own sons, where Elon and Kimmel have woken up to that reality. They didn't believe in that reality maybe 10 years ago. They do now.
I was about to say, I have, let's just say, done a deeper dive on you because I already knew who you were and followed some of it, but I went back and found interviews of you decades ago, newspaper clippings, just, you know, probably one Saturday afternoon, spent like 3 hours kind of digitally stalking you in a friendly way. And I noticed statements you made decades ago that sounded just like your son today. And I guess he was more, you know, liberal then, but as he said, the left moved so far left, he now has basically, you know, more and more, I think, embrace a lot of your worldview. But there you were decades ago warning of this. But I guess that's because you were in the middle of South Africa and had people literally try to kill you, and you had to kill people to defend yourself. And so you were kind of in the fire.
Well, yes. As a young man, I grew up very much opposing things like apartheid and wanting everybody to have the same fair chance. It took me time to, sort of learn a little bit more about the whole basic why things are the way they are. And I still believe in giving everybody a fair shake, and I don't like any kind of bad treatment of anybody. I think everybody should have the same chance and so forth. And the old Democrat ideal, as Elon himself has said in years gone by, Democrats spouted, certainly in the early 2000s, the Democrat story was a story of hope that we will make everyone happy and everyone will have everything and no one should get a short straw and all that sort of thing. But as time went by, my sons Elon and Kimmel realized this is fake. This is not real. So what they talk, but they don't do. And they changed. They completely changed. And as I say, the same thing is happening everywhere. In my country, where I live in South Africa, for example, this kind of thing that you show now on the screen, that's history. That happened some time ago. I think it's some time ago. But the people are not accepting it anymore. They are saying no. And I was on CNN, where they asked me, what do I think of the idea that, about 6 months ago, what do I think of the idea that America will be a majority black country by the year 2050? What do I think of that idea? I said, well, I don't think that's a great idea. You know, I really don't think that's a great idea. And, they said, what about the oppression of the blacks that the white people live in South Africa? I said, well, I never saw any oppression. We fed people. We had very good medical systems. We had very good schools. We had everything which I don't have today. We don't have it anymore. We have a broken country, which is hanging by a thread right now. That's South Africa. So, yeah, I think.
Can you give us the conditions there now? Because I know we're showing tapes 5 years old of them saying, kill the Boer, kill the white farmer. Only, 30-something thousand of them farms left or whatever it is, or 25,000. And then from the numbers I've seen, the videos coming out of the reports, it seems to be far worse. Basic breakdown. So it's not like apartheid was good, but then it's replaced with communist system that's even worse. And then now I notice there's big uprisings by the different tribes demanding all the Indians and others leave. So there's a big push there by the Africans to get everybody else out. But at the end of the day, we already saw that, as you know, north of you in Rhodesia, and then and now how that all completely fell apart. So what do the Africans think is going to happen if they run out the last few 20-something thousand farms?
Well, what we have in South Africa is that vast numbers of people, the last estimate was 27 million. Now, South Africa's about the size of Texas. So we have 27 million illegal immigrants in the country. And these illegal immigrants coming from the north of South Africa are very desperate to take the work that's provided by the small white and Indian community. They're very desperate to get that work from the white and Indian community. And as a result, they pushed the South African blacks who need that work out of work. It's not rocket, it's not rocket science. It's very basic. And now they've sort of woken up to that. And now the feeling is these people have to go. These people from the north have to go. And, the same sort of thing exists in America with, people coming in from Mexico, taking jobs that Americans would take and so on. But this is very, very big in South Africa. So just about everywhere you go in South Africa, if it's a factory, if it's a shop, if it's a restaurant, whatever it is, the people that will be helping you are Africans from the north of South Africa, not local people. And the result is, of course, the locals are, up in arms. The government has done absolutely nothing to prevent it. So it's a very bad situation that we have at the moment.
So for those that don't know, you got some of the communists and others that want the white minority out, but a lot of the Africans that are South African, black Africans, want you to stay. The Indians, you're saying, have been there for a long time, very productive. But that's a point that doesn't get made, that you've got all these other Africans trying to get into South Africa, 20-plus million of them, and you've got the indigenous blacks of South Africa that are really upset about that. You don't see that in our media, but if apartheid was so bad and the infrastructure it built that's almost gone, well, then why are all the blacks from outside South Africa trying to get in with the white devils?
Well, exactly. I mean, we, in the past, the country was able to keep people out of South Africa because we had properly controlled borders. But now you can simply walk into the country. There's nobody. The borders are not manned, and so you can just walk into the country. There are no, effective barriers to stop people from entering the country. And the result is absolute chaos. So the local black people are out of work in large numbers. So, I mean, we're not talking about a little bit of out of work. We're talking about the 18 to 40 age group, about 65 to 70% unemployed. And,
wow.
The older group over 40 that are experienced, they probably have a little bit of a better situation, about 40% unemployment.
So how critical is, it sounds to me like South Africa is already a failed state and is going to completely collapse into lawlessness soon. Is that an overstatement, or what's the trajectory and how could it be saved?
Well,
my wife's not that old, and she had a traveling scholarship. She lived a year in Turkey and a year in South Africa, and that was like 20 years ago. She said it was unbelievably nice, safe. The blacks were nice, the whites were nice. She was in Durban, she was in a bunch of places. She went all over in a year, college there. She said she loved it, and then she sees what it's like now in the news, and she asked me to ask you, is it really as bad as it looks?
Well, it's what I've been describing. The economy of the country has not grown. The growth, the black government has done little to encourage the growth in the country. They have a system called BEE, which is Black Economic Empowerment, which is designed to make sure that every white-owned business must give a third of their business to blacks that are nominated to own one-third of your business.
So it's basically DEI.
Yes, and you can't, most factories operate maybe on a 15% profit margin. So if you have to give away 30% of your income to people who have nothing whatsoever to do with your factory, nothing whatsoever to do with your shop or your operation, how on earth are you supposed to make a profit?
Here's an example. We operate about a 20% profit. We have to spend most of that on legal fighting the Democrats. But if I had DEI, I just had to randomly hire a third of people, and obviously most of the time they're just sitting around, we would shut down. I mean, for people that don't know, businesses, good companies are making 20% a year. I mean, but the communists just say, no, nope, you're going to do this.
Yes, and you've described it in a T. That's exactly what I'm saying. And so you're not making 30%, and you've got to give it away. You know, so I've had farmers, a group of farmers came to my home when Trump came in, and Elon was helping Trump, and they came. I thought one or two would come. About 20 to 30 farmers came to my home, and they pleaded with me to ask my son to persuade Trump to force the South African ANC government to do away with BEE, because their words were, it is killing us. It is killing our farms. We cannot operate anymore like this. And, you know, I said to them, we'll try. I advised them to take advantage of the offer that Trump made to take farmers to America, South African farmers. But many of them, or most of them, or all of them said, we don't want to leave our country. We love South Africa. We've been here for donkey's years. We are many generations here. We just want an end to this this crazy theft of our production and our income and so forth. You know, so it's chaotic. It's just getting worse all the time. You know, so
well when we watch liberal media here, and I know nobody about South Africa knows the basic players, but correct me where I'm wrong. They're like, look, the blacks are rioting because the evil white people. But then most of the time, it's the outside blacks from outside South Africa fighting with them back and forth. And most of the time, it's just roving bands that'll rob black, white. They don't care.
Yes, opportunists.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, a lot of the killings that have taken place on the farms is not particularly political. It's just opportunism. In other words, there's no police force anymore. We used to have a very effective police force in South Africa. We don't have that anymore. We have a very, very, very weak police force. Just to mention, last month, the Minister of the Interior was caught bringing in $200 million worth of cocaine to one of our harbors.
Wow.
And earlier this year, the Minister of Police was caught bringing in $300 million of cocaine into the country. And, you know, that's what we're living with. The previous chief of police was sentenced to 15 years for trafficking in drugs. That was the chief of the police. So that's what we've got in South Africa. It's actually almost comical. And, the situation is not going to get better, until you have, if you return to the type of government that we, not to say apartheid government, but the government where you actually, they're not in governments to simply fleece the coffers of the government and take whatever money they can and escape.
You got to bring back the private property and the security and the incentive to build. And the communists know full well that would give people their own independent power, so they don't want it. But in the end, it always destroys the country. So their very philosophy gives them power for a few decades, but always destroys it in the end. How do you see South Africa? Do you think that South Africa can come out of this, or does it first have to totally collapse? And what would that timeline be?
Well, you know, nothing really, I don't know about totally collapse, but what we've got at the moment is that the government is providing a subsidy to 30 million, the total population is about 63 million, we think, and the government is providing a subsidy to 30 million people every month of approximately $150. Now, that might sound very small, in American terms, but on $150 in Africa, and certainly in the countries north of us on much less than that, they can feed a family of four for a month. You know, they don't have mortgages to pay. They live free on the land that's available. So they don't have anything to pay for. They simply buy food with that, and it's enough money to buy food for, say, a family of four to survive. And that's what's keeping everything, you might say, going. And if that subsidy were to fall away, I have no idea what would happen. It would be absolute chaos. There's no way that subsidy can fall away, because the result would be pandemonium.
And what would happen? What would happen if the communist element that has a lot of power is able to run out the, what is it, 25,000, 30,000 white farms left that produce, what, 90% of the food? Why are the communists trying to take that land when production always falls down to almost nothing? Why are they killing their golden goose?
Well, they're opportunists. They're not looking. They're not communists. They use these terms, communist, this or that, socialist, communist. They're just opportunists looking at whatever label looks interesting and pretending that they have some solution. And of course, to the ordinary, unschooled sort of, let's say black person, maybe white person too, they offer, you know, amazing solutions that they would be able to provide if they were able to run the country. But we know that's nonsense.
Well, that reminds me, what about the parallel of Mondami now winning, maybe even running for president, being a kingmaker? All the candidates he supported, the American, Democrat, socialist, really communist, they're winning all the primaries and replacing all the old school Democrats that were bad enough. So the Democratic Party is metastasizing, getting more radical. Isn't that similar with your leftist parties, which is what happened in South Africa?
Yes, but let them do it. Let them do it. Because once they are put in behind the steering wheel, you will then see what they really are about. You know? And the spirit in America, you know, is the greatest in the world. I mean, people are the people of America are generally the kindest people you get in the world. So they would give these sort of people a chance in America, I suppose, democratic, socialist, whatever they are, and see how they go. But there's no doubt whatsoever, Mamdani is going to fail hopelessly. You know, he's going to fail hopelessly. There's no question about that. And they will pretend that they didn't fail or look for excuses and whatever it is, but he's going to fail, and he's already failing. None of the things that he said he's going to do are being done, and so let them do it. We had a joke back in the days when Elon and Kimball were at university in America, where somebody said there was some or other emergency or something that like a hurricane or something. And nobody in the government came to work for 2 weeks, and then followed that up by saying nobody noticed that nobody came to work. So at the end of the day, a strong private sector and a very good banking system is the solution to everything. A very strong private sector and a good banking system.
And that reminds me of during COVID, 2 years of lockdown here, 3 years other places. No one noticed because most of the government workers never even went to work anyways. No one noticed.
Yes. You know, that I don't want to get into the COVID scam, but I've never had any injection. I mean, that was such a scam. It's a joke, but at any rate, it's over now. But coming back to the first thing you raised, I think we have reasons to be optimistic. We let these people like Mamdani and them try their luck and see what they do. And show the people what it means. And then you will see what happens. I spend a lot of time in Russia. I've done 5 major trips to Russia in the last 18 months. And Russia is very advanced place.
Hold on. I want to talk about what you saw in Russia. Errol Musk, a break. We'll talk about America's 250th birthday with this very interesting, intelligent man, Errol Musk. We'll be right back.
I put me spinach aside, and I've been using Ultimate Power from the AlexJonesStore.com.
That's all that I am.
You're all I've ever wanted.
a very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the Great Fourth Turning, the Great Awakening. Their Great Reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America, 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, the top FBI whistleblower, Kyle Serafin, has been talking to high-level CIA people, insiders in the FBI. He's got some really important news, some breaking exclusive stuff. The latest on Cash Patel, what's going on? Are we going to get any real investigations? Also, the FBI is directing hundreds of analysts to dig into Georgia election probe. Trump's ordered that. They caught him red-handed. Is the FBI acting like they're doing what Trump wants and getting election integrity, or are they really going to do it? Because, I mean, I want to believe in Cash Patel. I want to see some real action. We'll be getting to that with Kyle Serafin in the next hour. But a fascinating individual, Errol Musk, is our guest. Everybody should be sure and follow him on X at Errol E. R-R-O-L underscore Musk, M-U-S-K, on X. I follow his work very, very closely. And I got to say, his politics, his worldviews, I'm right there with him. You see a lot of, obviously, his worldview and the things that Elon does that I'm overall very supportive of as well. He's one of the only big tech guys that's defending the West and really got rid of Starmer and his fighting the tyranny in Europe and has the Brazilian tyranny coming after him. You judge a tree by its fruits. And I just see real life action, defense of the First Amendment And then people see that and say, well, it's not good enough. We don't trust him. You know, he's rich and powerful. Well, if we're going to take back society for the West and relaunch a new renaissance, we've got to be ready to have champions that are powerful that join us and not just sit here like a bunch of losers. You know, Trump's gone sideways some, but he's still light years better than the Democrats. And I'm proud of the old Trump we supported, and he's had some problems now. Now he's correcting, in my view, not letting Israel completely run his foreign policy. I'll get Errol Musk's take on that. But I wanted to just briefly, we talk about America's 250th anniversary and, you know, do agree it's central to the West. Obviously, Tucker's seen it. I've never been to Russia. Everybody I know that goes there just say, you know, the innovation, the architecture, the buildings, the people, it's certainly a renaissance of the West is happening there. I want to see it happen here. I don't see, you know, Russians coming here in the 80s and being blown away and that helping make the Soviet Union fall of all the freedom and choices we had. Now we go there and see that it's not the old Soviet Union. I see them doing well as us doing well. And I think everybody's wealth, a rising tide raises all ships. But just finishing up with South Africa, movies like District 9 and movies like Elysium, so many movies going back to, you know, I like Mel Gibson, but, you know, they made that Lethal Gun, whatever, were the evil South Africans. And then none of that, from what I saw as an outsider from studying history, talking to South Africans, black and white, comports to the real reality. But stuff like District 9, you know, where it just shows whites as these total devils, from what I know, most of the blacks appreciate whites and know it's good. It's only the roving bands, the 20-something million from outside the country. And so this image of South Africans, whites as being devils, is really a false one that the left has created. And I would ask you if that's true or not true in your view, and why the left still picks on white South Africans.
Well, you know, it's a talking point. It's a platform for them. But, you know, the black community, the black numbers in 1910, when they did when South Africa became a union of South Africa, the total black population was 800,000. 100 years later, it was 58 million. Now, in 1910, that means extreme growth of the population of black people. And In 1910, the Indian and white community was 400,000. And that in 2010 was only 4 million. So you get an idea that the black community was very well nurtured during this period of 100 years, and that they were able to grow in vast numbers. Living in that period of time, I know, and I was a city councilor of Pretoria for a long time, that we had the very best hospitals were available for the blacks, the very best schools. I was involved in about 54 schools as a Rotarian. We used to help them with their needs and so forth. No. The truth of the matter is quite different to what people like to pretend is the truth. There was certainly no evil black, rather evil white men going around causing problems. What we did have at the time was an effective police force, which is made up of blacks and whites, and we had very little crime. The children could play in the streets, they could drive their bicycle to school, and so forth, things that we can't do anymore in this country. And it's a lot of twisting of the facts going on here, you know. And I think people are seeing through it everywhere now. Even in South Africa, people are, the blacks, some of the blacks themselves, many of them say, we had a better life under the apartheid time. You know, I don't like to agree with that because I don't like them to, I don't want to go back to that apartheid time. I would prefer we give everybody the best chance we can, but I would not want to go back to that time.
Absolutely. We point out it's way worse now under basically leftist communist rule. It doesn't mean apartheid's good. It's just that communism's infinitely worse and that at least there was infrastructure for people, and now they're a slave of communism, much worse than they were under that. And we see the same story happening here. Now, looking at America, because you're quite, you know, have the background, and I've read about Elon's background with Dutch and then also Dutch, you know, here in the United States. And, you know, also famous other scientists and actually I've read one of the inventors of the theory of technocracy, which is a little different than the current deployment of technocracy, but it still means, you know, basically centralized under technocrats. What is, it's interesting, what is your family background? And then, I've read some of it is in America, or maybe that's Elon's mom, your former wife, but I find that interesting. What are your ties or her ties to America? And then your view of America and American exceptionalism, and can that be brought back? Is it being brought back? In 250 years, the left's trying to demoralize and act like the problems are all the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the American system. The American system became the apple of the world's eye and the most inventions and developments. And then now we've gotten away from it, and that's the problem. But the media is selling the idea that it's time to get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and, you know, that America's bad, get rid of the American flag. There's clearly that agenda to replace it with the WF, UN, leftist model. So what is your overall cosmology and connection to America, and what's your view on it? And also Russia, because I know you were in South Africa. You've been flying for 70-something hours, you were telling me. You know, now you're in Eastern Europe in Prague. Just overall, where is the new Renaissance? What is the West? What is America? I know that's a mouthful.
Look, America is still exceptional. There's no question about that. America has a long way to go before it becomes not exceptional. Whatever the word that you use, exceeds itself. America is still the wonderful country that exceeds itself in everything. So I don't think we have to be completely worried there. I think, as I said earlier, that these crazies that we've given a chance to express themselves like it's being done now with the democratic socialists, they've been exposed. Everybody's aware of the fact that they're a bunch of losers who are pretending that they know what they're doing. And so
con men.
I don't worry about them. Yes, con men and anarchists and, taking the approach, if I can't do well, then I'll make sure that everybody else can't do well either. You know, those kind of people. And I don't think you need to worry about it. I think America is coming out of it. And, of course, the election of Donald Trump was a very big sign of that. And, as far as the other countries you mentioned, like South Africa's got a bigger problem than America at the moment. But if you go back over to Russia, for example, you made a mention about Russia. They are experiencing a renaissance. Russia is capitalism on steroids. They don't want any socialism. They have no interest in socialism whatsoever. And they are very energetic, the most energetic crowd of people and good-looking people that I've ever come across or seen in my entire life. The country is spotlessly clean. The facilities are way over what any comparable size cities. I went to maybe 8 cities of Russia by now. They're so much better than any comparable American city. Moscow is by far the most beautiful capital city in the world. Not by a small margin, by a large margin. And, you know, it's sad because I remember as a young boy, I would go to Washington, D.C., and immediately it occurred to me they tried to make Washington, D.C. look like ancient Rome. And they succeeded in many ways. But in recent times, Washington, D.C. has been overrun by crimes and what they've now done to the reflecting pool and they pull down the statues. But it will all go away because the grass roots of America are very strong, very, very strong. And I see that with I've got a lot of family there. I've got a lot of friends there. And, I see that. So I'm not worried. I'm not too worried about it. I think I would have been worried a few years ago when Biden was in the president or whatever the hell he was, front man or whatever he was. I was really wondering what on earth is going to happen.
Well, no one can argue that it's not one big part of the American Renaissance has been Trump. But Elon, I mean, he's made the U.S. his main base and the amount of jobs right here in Austin. I mean, I got to say half the jobs. He's got businesses and operations and warehouses and companies, North Austin, South Austin, East Austin. It's everywhere. It's wild.
Yes, and Elon is the kind of person who puts everything back. So he's your ideal partner. He's your ideal business partner because he puts everything back. He doesn't take anything. He lives on Earth. He treats himself worse than the person he treats the worst in the world is himself. He's very hard on himself, denies himself everything, and if he can do without something, he'll do without it. So you don't get people very often like that. So, he wants to make it bigger and bigger and get better and better. And I think it's wonderful, really, and I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I mean, he's so far ahead of all the other space programs in the world. You look at the numbers, all other space programs in the world don't add up to what he's doing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, totally. And
Bezos has spent hundreds of billions, and he can't even get one medium-heavy lifter into orbit. It blows up. And then he would celebrate when Elon's would have problems, even though he had a lower failure rate than anybody else in history. And then Bezos would celebrate failures, and then he can't ever have any success. I'm not trying to put Bezos down, but he is something else.
No, you've got to give them a break. Give them any help they wanted. Elon offered Bezos all the help he needed. The approach from Elon's side was, anything we can do, anything we can help with, you know, just let us know. And,
I noticed Elon doesn't patent any of the space technology and lets everyone use it. Nobody does that.
I know on Tesla he doesn't patent.
Well, I saw him talking about his engines. I saw him, he says, I don't patent my engines. And it's like
I would imagine he doesn't. So, because they changed so quickly that anybody who copied something that he did, by the time they copied it, would be old. It would be old-fashioned.
That's what he said.
So I think, so I wouldn't worry about that. So, and you know, half the time people don't worry about patents and they just copy you anyway. So, I wouldn't worry about that. But what I do know is that with Bezos and another rocket startup, Elon has offered them any help they need. So, you know, if they want any kind of help, they'll get it free from Elon, which I think is rather nice.
Yeah, Bezos ran his mouth for a long time. He's finally been being nice about it. So looking at Trump, and I haven't followed your views on this, I listened to the Pentagon. They said 92% of the middle don't fall, 100% they close the strait. It messes up your recovery, inflation. Trump still did it. And then I'm not a big enemy. I'm not an enemy of Israel. At the same time, I don't want Netanyahu running our policy. Now Netanyahu's people are calling Trump a backstabber because he wants the war to end. What is your view on all of that and the Middle East and then tying into the Ukraine war that's so dangerous?
Well, Israel is the only, in my experience traveling in the Middle East, Israel was for a long time the only really safe, modern, I don't like to use the word civilized, but sort of civilized place in the Middle East. When I would go to Egypt, for example, I was not allowed to go into I wrote a book on Egypt, and I wasn't allowed to go into the streets alone. I'd have minders and all that sort of stuff. And the beauty of Israel was that it was much like being in America. It was much like being in Austin or something like that, a civilized place. And it's still a lot like that. And Israel has a lot at stake. They are being threatened by these Islamic fundamentalists with annihilation. If somebody threatens me with annihilation, I would take it seriously. I wouldn't.
Oh, no doubt.
I wouldn't. I would take it seriously. And if they then do the things that Iran has been doing, I would take it seriously. So I hope it doesn't hurt people's feelings. But I'm totally on Israel's side, totally. At the same time, I have a great deal of respect for the Arab countries that I do go to, Saudi, UAE, the finest people you can get.
They really are. UAE really is reforming, and not just in rhetoric. They are 100% stamping out radical Islam and really want to be our partners.
Yes, and they are proper. The UAE people, and not only them, but a few of the other countries, they could answer, they are very decent, proper, kind people. They don't have hang-ups.
And Saudi Arabia for 20 years has been warning us, so has UAE, stop taking the worst people. Most of them have convictions, and then Germany and people won't extradite them back. They're telling us, don't judge us by these people. Yes. What do you make of the Islamic hordes we've got that are marching and killing and announcing they're taking us over? Where do you see that going?
Well, we've allowed it. We've allowed that kind of thing to happen. It was never allowed before. But now, the movement to sort of give everybody a chance to have their say has allowed, the worst elements to get away with things that they wouldn't have been able to get away with in times gone by. And we are moving back to putting an end to this kind of behavior. And I see a positive future. I wish the bombing of Iran could stop. I wish these people, I have Iranians who plead with me to help us get rid of the monsters in our country. They call them the monsters, these mullahs. And I would just like them to step down and have normal.
Sure. Well, I want to quantify my position on this. Israel has been the underdog surrounded and attacked before. And I believe in Israel's existence. I'm not anti-Israel. My issue is when the Pentagon says Iran is 4,500 times bigger than Gaza, it's more dug in. They won't fall because they're not vertically integrated. They're parallel. And that it's going to be a disaster. Israel knew that. My problem was, is that Netanyahu's been convicted. He needs a crisis to stay in power. And in the end, this is hurting Israel. The way this is playing out, it's like if I could hit a button and send the mullahs to the Phantom Zone, I'd do it. My concern was, is that this is worse than Vietnam, and we could get completely sucked into that. That's where I have a concern. And when I say, hey, I don't want Israel controlling our foreign policy, the Israel lobby comes out, you know, and attacks me, and I'm really concerned about just the overall plan in general. What's your take on that?
I don't think Israel is determining Trump's policy. I think the policy that's been followed has always been America's approach towards Israel, and that they will help Israel in any way they can. Israel is a bastion of civilization in that area. They are the foundation nation of the Judeo-Christian.
Sure.
World.
Now that we're in this crisis, 125 days though, and the mullahs think they have the cards, which could induce us to go in fully. Which is, I mean, I'm just saying, I get a lot of your points. They're fair from the perspective. My concern is that this is killing the world economy, causing inflation. How do we get out of it now? If you're a smart guy, I'm asking you. What do you think the U.S. and Israel and others should do?
I think the problem is Iran and whether they will at some point put an end to their resistance where they are taking it out on their own people. And the next few weeks should see where that's going. Trump, as you obviously realize, is faced with the possibility of, in order to put an end to the Iranian tyranny that you have there, the absolute gross tyranny that these people have been doing, is to put boots on the ground. And putting boots on the ground is a very serious step, you know, and so they're trying to avoid that. And so every day we hear new answers. They're making it harder and harder for the Republican Guard and the mullahs. I can tell you that I know this might sound a bit way out, but it's true. About 18 months ago, I was approached by people representing the Republican Guard. Some of the Republican Guard generals, and they wanted to be given amnesty, and it was just after Trump was elected, and they wanted to be given amnesty, and they wanted to know whether my son and Trump would agree to them handing over many millions or billions of dollars in cash that they had in exchange for amnesty. So that was a year and a half ago. I passed the information on to the Trump administration, my son, and I'm not sure what came of it. But clearly, there are a lot of people there who would like to be out of this. Not only us, but people in Iran would like to be out of this misery and get back to normal.
Oh, absolutely. If I could wave a magic wand, I'd do it. Speaking of Elon, First 6 months of the administration were incredible. Doge was the most popular thing Trump was doing other than border control. And then Elon, you know, left, and there was those problems. I'm glad to see at Charlie Kirk's funeral they got back together, and now they've been, you know, working together again. You back at the time, you know, cautioned everybody not to fight too much. Are you pleased that Elon and Trump are getting along again?
No. But I just wanted to say the funny thing that was told to me when these Republican Guard Iranian generals wanted to flee the country and hand over this cash that they had. They said that they wanted their children to go to Harvard and they want to live in Virginia, which I thought was rather funny. They added to that It would also be nice if they had access to an aeroplane, or I imagine a jet or something. But that was really funny. I thought it was rather comical at the time. But they were dead serious. They were dead serious. So I think we'll see in the next few weeks which way this Iranian thing is going. And I think it will go the right way. At some point, these people have to realize that, you know, a theocracy is not the answer in today's world. So let's see. We'll give it a – what's today? I'd say give it into August. We'll see. Very hot in the Middle East now, and people are not doing very much. But by September, we should have a much clearer idea of where things are going. And the Hormuz Strait will be open and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I certainly pray you're right. In closing, thank you for the time. We've got a few minutes left. I think you mentioned this before, but I'm going from memory. So – you have this 1950s book, Project Mars, where this colonizer, I mean, you know, building a Mars base, not colonizer in the classic sense, there's nobody on Mars that we know of, builds a Mars colony. His name is Elon. was that on purpose, or where did that come from?
Well, you know, Wernher von Braun and Professor Hermann Oberth wrote these books. They were German, all in German. They were not really comic books, but they had... they'd written text and then they had nice pictures. And so a friend of a man who eventually became a discoverer of a comet, Bennett, Jack Bennett, he would show us and we were boys around about the time of Sputnik. We were very interested in what was going on and, you know, and then he would read us these books by Hermann Oberth and Wernher von Braun. And yes, they spoke about the head of the Mars colony would be called the Elon. I remembered that vaguely, and when Elon was born, I remember seeing a picture in their family album, father's family album, I think it was, of a chap by the name of John Elon Haldeman. So I thought, that's interesting. I didn't think it could be used as a name. But then I thought, well, let's use it as a name. And I thought it would be nice as the first grandchild in the family for both sides that we chose a name from my wife's side for Elon, you know. And so it was a sort of – it was not purposeful, but it was not purposeful. It was a mixture of, you know, picking up these the drift of all this, you know. And so it is rather odd that Elon has turned out to be – someone so involved in rocket travel and Mars and everything. So,
and the rocket's in the book land, just like his. Errol_Musk on X. Thank you for being tired and flying into Europe from South Africa for joining us. I hope to speak to you again. Thank you so much. And thank you for defending the West. Thanks, sir.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Kyle Serafin's got big breaking news. FBI whistleblower straight ahead. Tons of key intel straight ahead. Election investigations and so much more in this hour. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X and AlexJonesLive.com with all the live feeds of the shows, special reports, articles, and more at AlexJonesLive.com. Kyle Serafin coming up in 5 minutes, but first this.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. Putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Going to break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is going to stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
They thought they could silence us.
us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at alexjoneslive.com.
alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. You know, doctors push it because it works, and nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. Bottom line, all of the high-quality supplements we sell at thealexjonesstore.com have a 5-star rating. We have over a 90% reorder rate. Nobody has that. These are all the best because I want them to work. I want you to love them. I want you to appreciate us and be happy with what we brought you so you reorder it again and again. Believe me, folks, bovine colostrum is one of our best products. You want to get it, get the ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit gummies, our CMOS. They're all incredible products, but this colostrum really is special. Get yours now, again, at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you again for keeping us on the air. Try the colostrum. Alan Gummy, great flavor.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this on cable and TV stations and the internet at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and on X Real Alex Jones. It's Kyle Serafin as the Grim Reaper going down the hall, and you can see all the big stories he broke and all the corrupt bad guys that he brought down. Well, now he's at the FBI Chicago SAC. And look, I don't think he does either, have a hard on for Kash Patel. Kash Patel talked to him as a source to advise him to get the nomination, then wouldn't talk to him again, then badmouthed him to Senator Grassley, saying, don't listen to him, he's bad, days after he was talking to him on the phone, saying how great he was. Same thing with Bongino. We've seen a total flip-flop by these guys, and his girlfriend, the top country music star in the galaxy, that she goes by, top country sensation, they've sued him for simply asking the question, you know, is she connected to Mossad? Because the internet was asking that question. I don't know. I'm not seeing any evidence of that. But my point is that this is the thick skin of Kash Patel. Well, now everywhere he goes is where she's having a concert or an event, and then he always has some reason to be there. And the thing is, he criticized the last director for using the government jet for private things, and then he took it to a whole other level. And I'm not even trying to undermine him. I'm simply saying this is a big deal. And we know that he told Congress things like not knowing who Steve Peters was when he'd been on there more than 10 times. And a bunch of other stuff that wasn't true confirmation. I remember Kyle at the time saying it looks bad to be off air, but I hope it's not the case that they're going to let him go through now that they have this dirt to control him. Well, something's going on now. And killing the Charlie Kirk foreign involvement, you know, that's all been confirmed. So Kyle's been about 99% right. One thing he was wrong about, because from his sources, Patel was out. Trump was looking at it. I confirmed from White House sources that he didn't. Gabbard was fired. Roger Stone convinced Trump not to, but then he basically pushed her out. So when we're wrong, it's just that things change. And I mean, who knows? They'll probably put somebody worse in. It's like Bondi leaves. They put Todd Blanche in as the AG. So, I mean, I'm not even, I'm not trying to mount his head on the wall. I'm not looking for a scalp from Cash Patel. We've got FBI directing hundreds of analysts to dig into Georgia election probe, which we know is red-handed fraud. So I hope we see something there. Gabbard went down there and got the goods. I want to believe in Cash Patel. I mean, I really do. I don't want to spend the whole time on him and the latest Bongino sagas where he goes around lying about people. I know he's done it about me. Then we've got the latest on the pipe bomber and that whole cover-up. And we've got also the UFC raids with these basement dwellers that couldn't tie their shoelaces, but he called it a day after it happened, called it on the show, a whole laundry list of, oh, if you criticize AIPAC, these guys are a target AIPAC politician, so we need to ban you off the internet, and we need to get Pfizer reauthorized, and we need to spy on everybody, and people are going to attack data centers, and now we know the big tech's fearing the public. So just a lot to talk about. With Kyle Serafin, hoodie-clad pipe bombing suspect appeared to speak into smartwatch during bomb run. They got this patsy that's clearly a patsy. The family says he's a patsy. Alleged ringleader of UFC terrorist plot is a Mexican illegal alien. We've got all of this and more with Kyle Serafin. But let's just do this first, because I know you sent this to me this morning. How unusual is this? Here's Kyle Serafin says, the FBI does not comment on personal matters except when they do. And responding to you, hey, Kyle, thank you for reaching out. We apologize, but as you may be aware, it is FBI policy to not comment on personal matters. You may consider reaching out to the National Press Office with any further questions. Respectfully, Chicago Public Affairs Team, FBI. And, of course, you're reaching out about that because Cash is just so happens to be appearing around the country wherever his girlfriend is filling stadiums of over 2 million people. I'm sorry, that's not true, but I'll probably get sued for the joke. That's fine. But the truth is, you're just jealous. You're just jealous.
That's a lot.
You're just jealous of the country music superstar sensation.
Sensation, yeah. So the reason why that tweet was relevant, too, that you just read, is if you read just below it where the photo I had was me reaching out to the Chicago FBI office and looking for a comment on a story that I had gotten some information on. After they declined to comment on it and said, we don't talk about personnel matters, the FBI's rapid response team, which may or may not be Cash Patel's girlfriend, or it might be someone who is similar to a girlfriend, or it might even be Cash Patel himself just sitting there in his undies on the toilet. And he's, you know, rage tweeting back. They said that the FBI is awesome. And they do, in fact, do whatever they want. They'll tell you something like you got to leave if you're part of the FBI and you're not on with Donald Trump leading the FBI. I had no idea that Donald Trump was in charge of the FBI. That's pretty funny. And that they have the lowest murder rate in the history of America, which is also weird because the FBI, by and large, overwhelmingly does not, in fact, do anything with murder. It's not relevant to what they're all about. But the fact that the FBI rapid response is reading my Twitter is a little bit silly. It's a little bit funny to find out. It's a little bit unserious in this moment. And that meme that my buddy keeps updating and adds, we don't know for a fact that what I was pointing out was the result or was the reason that the special agent in charge in Chicago was removed. And I'm not real psyched about it. I had a conversation earlier with Congressman Thomas Massie about kind of like people falling out from the Epstein files, seeing CEOs and princes and high-powered lawyers and chairmen and stuff like that being removed because of Epstein connections. And mine are a little bit smaller and obviously a little bit more personal because I used to work with the FBI. But what I keep seeing is that if you point out what a doofus this guy is, and I'm going to also correct the record. You said that I don't have any personal animosity. I actually do. He lied to me. He lied to my friends. He screwed over people that I'm very, very keen on.
And well, let's be clear. I'm not your psychoanalyst. I was speaking for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, I mean, I saw his thousands. I saw hundreds of things he said. The private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, we're taking them down. Obviously Epstein was murdered. And then I see this 180, and I'm just like, I'm very disappointed.
Here's what it looks like to me, and we weren't close friends, but we've had dinner together and we spent a little bit of time together. By the way, the funniest thing in the lawsuit is that they allege that I somehow know something about Alexis Wilkins, who I've never met, and they say that we've met. Fact of the matter is I've met Cash Patel exactly 3 times, and I know when they were, and I know what days they were, and I know where I went, and she was never there. I don't know this woman at all, but they are suing me, And when I say they, I mean the Fight With Cash Foundation, the money that I help them raise is being turned to fund a lawsuit against me for saying something inartfully and kind of offhanded that I actually corrected before they sued me.
Well, it's also a Streisand effect. I mean, you lost your job at the FBI. You went out and rebuilt. You don't have a bunch of money. And then they're literally just attacking a stone to try to get blood out of it. It's the dumbest Streisand effect. That makes me lose even more respect. What are they doing when they were saying what a hero you were and having you on the shows in Bongino, and then 180, you're the devil. And you're supposed
Yeah, it seems really simple, because I've had a couple of conversations with journalists, and I'll talk to people on the left and I'll talk to people on the right, and I don't really care. I if you say or report what I'm saying and I believe it's true, then that's good enough for me. And if you phrase that and then show the other side of the argument, I'm okay with that too. It doesn't bother me if people don't agree with me. I just want to be able to present what I think and the way that I think it, and then, take it apart as you can. What's wild is that the first fallout happened with Daniel Bongino. And you'll remember that essentially there was an argument being made during the campaign that the FBI was going to had the legal authorization to go kill Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, because they included something called the deadly force policy, which is required from every single FBI search warrant since Ruby Ridge. In fact, that's why it's there. It's because what they did at Ruby Ridge required more clear rules of engagement, more clear use of force. So they just spell it out in every single operation order. So that was the thing. And apparently Bongino and I mixed it up on that, where I was like, this is obviously not true. And my motivation was, I didn't want people that were pro Donald Trump and MAGA people and wear the red hat and all that to go out there and think the FBI was trying to kill Donald Trump. I mean, they were trying to destroy him politically, but they weren't trying to kill him physically and assassinate him, because what I thought would happen next is that somebody would attack an FBI office. And then somebody did. They did it in Ohio, if memory serves. A guy went and attacked it with an AR-15 and a nail gun. They shot him to death. And so that was what I was trying to avoid. That's what I was hoping wasn't coming down the pipe. I never got a chance to explain that to him. I never told him that what you're doing is dangerous. You're playing with fire. You're manipulating people who are already emotionally on edge, and that there's this undercurrent of violence, which I think you and I have been aware of. And we're trying to say there has to be a better way out of this. And I don't know where the violence would be applied to get the operational, result that people want. And for my troubles, they basically went out and said that you're a Fed, you're a piece of garbage, and you want to see Donald Trump lose. I voted for Donald Trump.
So now moving into him, I could play him on shows. Everywhere.
Well, tells the same problem.
On Fox News, saying
he immediately pivoted.
Exactly. Finish that. Why did he pivot?
He pivoted because he didn't. I think Bongino, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Having dealt with him enough times, he and I spent probably a couple hours together on radio, all told. There was a fair amount of discussion that we had where I think that Daniel Bongino's interest was patriotic. I'll say that. You don't leave a multi-million-dollar podcast to go try something. Even though he wasn't good at it, he wasn't the right guy, and it was hubris. I'm not going to impute his motives. But I think Kash Patel was a cynical cash grab. I think he wanted to get a position that had a jet. I think he wanted to get into a job where he could fly around and be a big shot.
Well, he said, I'll take a CIA. He said, I'll take CIA director or FBI. And so we know that. But now, in hindsight, now the Epstein stuff's coming back out. It's going to come out in Congress. They're suppressing that. Stupid move. What do you predict is the next saga in this? And then let's talk about the scandal. Because I can play the clips. Maybe we should. You've got compilations of where he's like criticizing the former director for using the government jet for a few times for himself privately. And I was no fan of the director, and I think it was a legitimate criticism. Now he's king daddy of racing around with her to all her events and all this stuff. And he always does some FBI event while he's there, but it's clear that he's a camp follower. And I think that's unethical, but it's also hypocritical. So talk about the latest in Chicago.
Both of those are exactly it. It's unethical and it's hypocritical. For Chris Wray, and I'm not a fan of Chris Wray. I wasn't a fan of Chris Wray. I was a huge critic. In fact, I was the one who sort of brought up the jet thing, and I made that front and center as it could be brought up. And it was a major problem for his administration. It's one of the reasons he probably has like disappeared off the grid in some ways. But whatever we dislike about Chris Wray, and I think he stole millions of dollars from us in unauthorized flights, he just went home. And his wife had money, and he went back to the Atlanta era. So he would basically hang out in D.C. at his Geo Bachelor plaid, and then he would get on the plane every Friday, and he would fly home, and he would be at home, or he would go on vacation, whatever, and then he would come back in. And that was kind of his M.O. What Patel is doing is something totally different. He's flying home, and his home is in Las Vegas. He's an unmarried man with no wife, with no kids, with no tie to Las Vegas physically, other than some guy who's a billionaire has a room that he gets to stay in, from what I can understand. So that's all really weird. But he goes back to Las Vegas to be in Las Vegas, where he lived for a couple of years before becoming FBI director. But then he also goes on all these sort of BS flights, and he made up a reason to go to the Olympics so that he could check in on security. But it also involved him like hanging out at the games and drinking beer. And there was probably like 15 or 20 minutes of real work that was being done there. So that's all garbage. These are pretense trips. These are boondoggles. And I want to walk people through the logic of what, and then I'd love it if you played the compilation, only because when people see it side to side, you just see the hypocrisy.
You know, I meant to give it to the crew. I know you've got one. Can you send it to the crew?
Yeah, I sent it over. They should have it in a minute here. It's the Kash Patel mashup. They should have this. But let me give the context of this, because all of this stuff ends up being related to my frustration with him, which I think is real. It's related to the lawsuit against me, which is also like really frustrating to me. And it's all because of the criticisms are actually landing. And it ties into Charlie Kirk, and it ties into the foreign
involvement. Well, yeah, you've been getting all these bad guys fired. Basically, everybody you've exposed has been removed except Kash Patel. So they're scared of you.
So this really started in earnest. There was other people that I pointed out, but this big kind of like reveal that really hit home for him and his maybe weak command of what was going on in the agency, it happened in September of last year, before Charlie was killed. And it involved me pointing out that the pilot that was flying around in the private jet, I think they had something like four pilots that were authorized to fly the Gulfstream. One of them was one of the agents that worked on CR-15, which was a criminal squad in Washington, D.C. that was responsible for Arctic Frost, and they handled the Mar-a-Lago search. And this guy was either a case agent or was involved in it, and he inherited some of the cases. So he was working on the squad that did all the things that Donald Trump basically ran against and said, we're going to go out and destroy this. And when they got rid of that squad, and they did, he escaped because he had already moved on to a pilot job. And so now he's 20 feet away in a Gulfstream luxury jet flying around this new FBI, you know, smoking and joking and having off-duty time, thinking that he's surrounded by friendlies. Meanwhile, he's got a guy on the plane that was part of the, let's call it a coup, that the FBI executed against the previous president and now the current president. So he didn't even know that who his personnel was. And I was pointing out, not because I wanted to see Chris Meyer fired, because I didn't. I don't have any personal grievance against the guy. But the pilot who was involved in the case didn't even come up to you and say, honestly, like, hey, boss, like nothing for nothing. I worked on all those things that you're firing people over. He was like, I hope nobody notices. I'm going to keep my head down. So when I pointed that out at the beginning of September last year, it sent shockwaves up. I know people in the White House found out about it. I know the question has to be, how on earth can you run an agency if you don't even know who's in it? And he didn't. You don't have the background. You don't have the institutional knowledge. Daniel Bongino doesn't have that institutional knowledge. He just got there a few seconds ago as well. So you got two people, the blind leading the blind, trying to figure out who are the bad guys here.
And why that matters is we're not getting anything done on the deep state being indicted or going to jail. And that is my biggest concern, is that, look, if he went and partied at the Olympics but was indicting a bunch of people and working hard, and he can stand for PR for America, some of that, okay, whatever. But if you're not...
That's right. If the Faucis and the Brennans and the Clappers and all the people that are advertised in literally a book that he wrote were sitting under indictment, wondering whether their freedom was going to be at risk for the rest of their lives, and they were facing that down, as opposed to someone saying, we have analysts working on all of the records that Tulsi Gabbard and the FBI grabbed down in Atlanta, and we're announcing that we're going to analyze it. You don't do announcements of analysis. When the FBI does things, they knock on the door and they take all your stuff, and then somebody goes to prison. That's usually what happens. And they have a really, really good track record, better or for worse, like 90%+, that if you step up to the FBI, you're probably going to end up in federal prison. Okay.
So you think this is more PR to make Trump 100%. Think they're doing something?
Yeah, I think that the Trump administration's worst crime has been that they substitute announcement of the plan for actual execution of the plan. Alex, I see it all the time. It was the same thing on the, this is a great
thing. Oh, yeah, I heard a year ago, Ilhan Omar is under investigation. I heard it 6 months ago. The woman is open and shut with a winery that makes zero money, getting $6 million. It goes on and on. I mean, it's like, it's open and shut, throw her ass in prison.
In February, they said the Epstein files are on my desk. So we can go back into minute one, day one, when they first walked Pam Bondi in. She started talking
Let me interrupt you. Here's an example. My lawyers said don't get into it all, but at least 6 grand juries. I've showed you some of it. The only reason I didn't show you the rest of them, I'm going to dig it out. And the FBI never says anything. The DOJ never said anything. Letitia James has won't refer me for a couple of the things in District New York, Southern District. I had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per case, give all this crap to grand juries, did nothing wrong, and then they no-billed me. But the point is, no one was talking about when they were trying to indict me, like you said, but we get to hear about all this stuff And nothing ever comes of it. So, yeah. I mean, I've experienced it myself. When they're really trying to throw your ass in prison, they don't talk about it.
They don't have to because they think they're going to get you. And then they can announce the conviction. They can announce the plea deal. They can announce that they had handcuffs on you or a raid. That's where the announcements come. They don't come from like, we're taking on a case. Whenever you see, this is just a code for your listeners to look into. Whenever the FBI says like, an FBI announces new probe, which they don't do probes, they do investigations. But when they announce new probe, into that is messaging. It means they're not doing anything. And the second thing that we see is that whenever there are these really serious things, rather than announcing an investigation or even announcing arrests, which is what they should do, we hear about there's going to be a hearing in Congress. And so Congress is going to subpoena records. Well, again, if you're serious, you use the tool that does the thing that you think it will do. The FBI puts people in prison. So if the FBI is arresting people, we can look at that.
So it's
if
clear.
They're just talking about
me.
It.
I mean,
they're just talking.
I'm going to dumb this down. I want to move on to the other topics, FBI. That's why you're here, the expert. This is important, though. Just to understand the culture. They came in more than being just bubble wrapped. I don't think Bongino so much, but Claire Patel. Patel already knew because he already knew about the system, not how it ran, but how to work with it. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to let everybody skate. Just let me have a good time. Let me into the trough. I'm a player and I'm going to play ball. And then that's it. They just took the pussy move or the corrupt smart move. And then Trump, the last admin, was not doing insider trading, because I followed it, was not doing corrupt. He was.
Oh, yeah, he lost money.
He was outsider. Now it's clear the insider trading is making the Clintons and Pelosi and the insider deals making Hunter Biden blush. I mean, we'll get to that next segment. I mean, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. It's like every other person that was doing this was amateur hour. If you see that he's had something like $2.3 billion in crypto alone that they've added in the network. I mean, it's insane.
He gives, you're going to get billions in government contract for tungsten in Kazakhstan. And then the 2 days after they sign his sons on for tens of millions in the deal, the government goes through with the deal. I mean, it's direct quid pro quo. I mean, it is like,
yeah, it's insane.
Even the New York Post says, hey,
you've even seen them
brag.
Alex, they've been bragging about it. They go out on Fox News and you get Eric Trump out there talking about how they just opened up a defense, you know, contractor. And then that thing just happened to get some multi-million dollar contracts. It's really wild.
Here's the zero point energy with government funding. You've got, weapons, you've got oil and gas. Not just the crypto, you know, the Saudis are here. Here's $2 billion. It all goes away, but they keep, I mean, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's actually very wild and it's hard to defend any of that stuff. And watching people bend over backwards to say, you know,
Don's a fan and I've always liked him in the past. Don't they know how this looks? Even if they get all of them to get pardons, as Trump says, in the whole administration, don't they get what they just did? They're like Ulysses S. Grant now in the history books.
It's the way that I keep looking at this. It's the way that you get to guillotines. It's a French Revolution kind of thing, because you're going to end up with all these commies. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing communists win primaries because people go, if I'm that disaffected and if the ruling class doesn't care, you know, Trump ran as basically the blue collar billionaire. And I remember that this morning.
It's going to supercharge the Mondami crowd.
100% it is. It works exactly the wrong direction. And calling out Trump and saying, hey, remember what you ran on and come back to these things is not betrayal. That's called accountability. And that's also really
it's
good
called,
PR
it's
moves
It's called
for them.
Guardrails. We needed him that's to right. succeed. And then I get the whole neocons that were never Trumpers attack us and go, oh, the Qataris told you to say Trump
that's
shouldn't
right.
take a Qatari jet. What?
Right. The danger is this, and this is where the Patel piece comes in, why I think the FBI is relevant to any of this stuff. He did come in and say, I want to be a player. I want to go to the trough. I want to fly the jet. I want to have a good time. Like, I'm going to build a whiskey bar in my office or whatever other weird things he was doing. And those are all great. The problem is that he also has to answer to Donald Trump, and he's got to eventually show some results. So every time he gets backed into a corner, he fires someone to look like he's a hard-ass boss that's, like, destroying the deep state. And what that's done is it's built, like, all this resentment. It's left this culture inside the Bureau
you're
of people
dead on.
Who
stay
otherwise
there.
Would
stay
like
there.
Him.
Stay there. I want to finish up with this and then move to the other topics. But you're right. I've got the sources in the White House. And others, Trump screams at them weekly. I want indictments. I don't know how long. And he's got Todd Blanche right in front of him that I've confirmed killed it all. And he just can't make the connection because Todd Blanche lies to him. Trump has serious blind spots, folks. We'll be right back. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate T tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Bigley, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the great gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Kyle Serafin's our guest, top FBI whistleblower. KyleSerafin.com. On X, Kyle Serafin.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Rumble.com, Kyle Serafin. Look, I apologize for interrupting him a bunch because I want to get to all the big meat and potato stuff that's really important he's going to say. So much big news he breaks. We know Patel's a weenie, a dick, a liar, a backstabber, and I understand he screwed you over and they're suing you and they lie about you and they'll probably sue me for God knows. But the point is that this whole thing's compromised and I know, I'm not giving Trump a pass saying he's being hoodwinked. He has a blind spot for people that kiss his ass. You see the world leaders do 100%. It worse than ever. It's known. And so we've got a disaster on our hands. The Democrats are going to win the midterms. Trump knows that. There's going to be no real indictments of anybody high level. So where do you see this going? Is there any way for Trump to magically wake up and do the right thing? Is there any way that Patel could be, you know, struck by God like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? Could he reprove himself?
I don't know. He's a Hindu. I don't know if he buys into that, Alex.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. The problem is that your previous performances are your best predictor of what's coming up next, right? Like, we can look at and we can predict based on what you've done. And the reason why we bring up all this stuff, and all these things actually sound like really petty grievances.
No, it's not. It's important. You finish on him because I got all this.
I'm not even going to let that off because they are actually a lot of petty grievances. This is the reason why it matters. The way that Patel is running the FBI right now is based on pettiness. It's how do I keep using these cool goodies that I have, government goodies? And one of the reasons why we think the SAC of the Special Agent in Charge in Chicago may have been fired, and I've gotten this from, you know, there's conflicting stories. People in Chicago think it may have had to do with some case that involved an ATF shooting, and maybe there was a grand jury problem with this ICE protesters, which are called the Broadview Six. So there's a couple other, like, competing theories, but nobody saw that coming out of the blue, and it didn't need to happen when it did. What I know happened is yesterday morning I pointed out that Kash Patel was going to visit the office in Chicago on July the 10th. And his girl, who is a friend, which is my favorite term of art, is going to be singing at the Windy City Smokeout on July the 11th. And so what you have there is that he's taking a jet, the private jet that is owned by the taxpayer that we spent $60 million on, and we just spent a ton of money to retrofit, and he's flying it to Chicago for some bullshit meetings. And whenever that happens, everybody in the office like puts on a suit and cleans up the area and does this dog and pony show. And that's not what he wants because he doesn't care about any of that. He just needs an excuse to go watch his girlfriend on the private jet where he doesn't have to pay the reimbursement for a couple hundred dollars because he's cheap. And so you have a guy who's doing nonsense government grifting to go hang out with a girl who is not married to him, not his spouse. And she could leave at any moment. And she has the reason I call her a girl who's a friend is because she's literally not. She's not legally connected to him in any way, shape, or form, like a spouse would be. And so this temporary relationship that exists is something he's using the jet to go all over the place. And it's not the first time he's been caught in this. So he got caught in that in September of last year. I pointed out that he went to go watch her sing at this Real American Freestyle Wrestling thing. And then we found out he took the jet down to Texas to literally a place called Boondoggle Ranch. You can't make that up. There's a GOP mega donor who owns this nice ranch in Texas for hunting. And so he's been jet setting around and using the jet to just kind of live this billionaire style of life, which you and I have talked about a number of times. At some point in time, you run out of money. And the only thing is like better travel and better accommodations. So he's doing all that. He's living like a prince. He's getting per diem. And it's a work trip, but it's a work trip that just coincides with when his chick is going to be singing. So all of this stuff, if it gets out, it looks really bad to him. And the only way that I think Donald Trump cans him, because he is an ass kisser and he does give him occasionally like, look how awesome I am, daddy. He does this stuff. The only way that he gets away with it or he gets knocked out is if one of these things ends up looking bad enough. So the Stephen Millers who are already.
But the reason I don't care about that is they'll just put somebody worse in. So tabling that.
Maybe, but they've got someone at least slightly better who at least is smarter. And I keep got to call this out. There's a wild card question. What is Andrew Bailey doing there at the FBI? He was the attorney general in Missouri. He stepped away from being the top law enforcement in a state to be the number two. And he's like the number two and a half.
He just disappeared. Maybe that means he's doing something real.
He's completely gone. And I get no bad mouthing from anybody in the bureau about him because nobody has anything bad to say. So I don't know if he's just on cryo, you know, if he's in cryo sleep, just like,
or maybe we're going to see some action. Cross our fingers. All right. Shifting gears in the other areas. We already kind of hit, but I'm going to this Hunter Biden style sleaze is just as slimy when Trump does it. And we already mentioned a bunch of it. Kazakhstan, $1 billion contracts from the government 2 days after his sons get signed on to it. Then they, like you said, they brag about it and hide it in plain view. Lutnick is involved betting against our own tariffs, making billions with his sons, writing the tariffs that failed the way he wrote them. The billions from Muslim groups, getting the Qatari $300 million jet. I mean, this is absolutely.
Can we hold in on the jet for 1 second? The Qatari jet? Cause I think a lot of people don't understand what happened there. The Qataris gave the gift of a jet. Okay. And it's a big Boeing. Is it a 757? I want to say, or is it a new 747? It's
the same thing as Air Force One.
Right. But it's a newer one. And then the American.
It's the same jet as the one that Boeing can't finish for 10 years.
the American taxpayers paid for the retrofit, for all of the countermeasures, for all the electronics and all the other kind of things. And they spent maybe $1 billion on upgrading this capability of this jet. Okay. It was a gift from a foreign nation. Then the American taxpayers retrofitted it at a massive cost. And it's not going to stay with the American taxpayers. And this is the thing that I think people don't understand. It's going to Trump's presidential library. It's going to be Donald Trump's jet that is just currently being used, and we paid a ton of money. Imagine, you know, Obama got something like this. He bought a house in Washington, D.C., and because he's a president, we do tons of security. So they upgrade the wall, they upgrade the cameras. They
and by the way, you're absolutely right. That's totally confirmed. They're literally giving him $1 billion gift past the cost that taxpayers paid for. And now they're going to, it's going to be jet, Trump's new Trump Force One. He'll be flying around on an Air Force One as a private citizen. That is absolute grift to the next level. And I'm sorry. I want
Trump
to succeed.
That's what I want people to hone in on here. If you saw the Biden family doing this, you would have lost your ever loving minds. And it's just about being consistent. And it's really hard for people to do that because it's like, this is our guy and we need him to win. Nobody needs Trump to do the things that he promised more than Alex Jones. And I will come in at the third tier. There's probably people above me, but God darn it. I really need him to do the stuff that he said he was going to do, and he's not doing it. And so if we're going to call out the previous guy who was selling fake art and was running around catching $83,000 a month, what about the people that are taking billions in crypto and take a $1 billion plane that the American taxpayer is funding to fix? It absolutely makes me want to puke because it seems like no matter who you vote in there, they all just figure out like, well, they're either going to kill me or I'm going to just get to the trough. And so when they do, we should be, as independent media and guys who care and just regular Americans who wore the MAGA hat and believe in what MAGA means. MAGA was a whole concept that I saw from the outside. I was never a MAGA hat guy. And I don't say it disparagingly. It's just like, I'm not a joiner, but I watch people kind of get behind this dude and say, he's going to do all these things. It's like, just show me. Don't tell me. Make America great again by making America first. Point out that this country needs your work. We don't need to be going into foreign wars. We don't need to do foreign entanglements. We need to solve the issues here. And there are plenty of issues to solve. To start with, we've got 30 to 50 million people in this country that need to be deported. So could we just do that? Forget this nonsense about, oh, we lost out on the 14th Amendment. And that's been the case since 1868 when they passed the 14th Amendment.
No, I totally agree. So, I totally agree. So where do you, because they've done investigations of this, and Trump tells people, he says, I don't care. And then he gets the Justice Department to give them special letters saying, you're allowed to take the crypto, you're allowed to take the plane, you're allowed to. Mm-hmm. And then Trump says he's going to give the entire, from the chef to the cabinet members, a blanket pardon, which the first time I saw that was with Biden. Well, this new president, like you said, has let them eat cake. This is French Revolution stuff.
That's exactly it. This is what, that's abject corruption. And if the answer is we can't fight them, so we're just going to join them, that's literally opposite of what the entirety of the people who were excited about Donald Trump coming in. When people were diehard into it, I've never been a Republican. It's just like, I'm not a joiner. Again, like, I'm an independent conservative guy that wants to make good decisions. There are libertarians that have better answers in some election races.
Well, yeah, we know from the polling, and I see on the street, people are pissed about the war. Back on that, inflation continuing, and all of this open insider trading, looting. I mean, all these liberals that meant well and supported RFK Jr. and said, I'm done with the Democrats. All these libertarians, all these people that didn't vote, who brought in to do this, they're now disaffected and going away. We're going to lose the midterms. And what the hell is Trump thinking? I guess he's thinking he's thinking he just made $6 billion, I guess.
I think that is at least one possible answer, and that is the most cynical answer, but it's at least probable because you and I don't have any access to find out otherwise. When somebody walks away and all I see is that you've tripled your net worth, and if the answer was, I did the first term, I did it in good faith, it didn't work out, everything got stolen
from
me, blah, blah, blah.
You've lost everything, I've lost everything, and I'm not complaining. I feel good, I sleep great, I'm proud of what I've done, but at the same time, the public sees all this, and if you go with the evil, you get rich. If you fight it, you go to the poorhouse, but at least we have our integrity.
I mean, you can't eat integrity. This is the other thing I saw. Donald Trump did an interview standing in front of the plane. I think he was on the tarmac. And they go, you know, people are upset about the economy. Like, are you not worried about stuff domestically? And the craziest and funniest thing was that he said, you know, your 401k is doing well. Well, I mean, Alex, you're older than I am, and you're not ready to pull money out of a 401k, and I'm 44. I can't feed my family with a 401k.
I don't have one.
And like, what is he talking about? You can't eat the 401k. You can't go to your retirement account and do something with your Roth IRA or your traditional IRA. These are things that may be cool and, you know, in 20 years for a lot of folks. That's my category.
But here's the paradox. People are so worried.
Who is your constituency that says, oh, well, the stock market's up, so screw everything else? Like, it just doesn't fly. It's so illogical.
But you said it earlier. The way the people work, especially young people, is that if they see Trump stabbing him in the back, they're going to just go to the communists with an even bigger lie. And that's why so many boomers still support Trump, is they're like, look, he ain't perfect, but he's not them. And that is the paradox.
Yeah, and there's plenty of dumb people that and dumb and young kind of are synonymous. Synonymous. When we were younger, we were all dumber. I'm sure of it. I know I was. And so you go, well, like they're proposing an answer. The answer is ridiculous. It's never worked. It's going to be genocidal and it's really dangerous, but that doesn't mean that it's not an answer and it's the alternative to what's working. People do this all the time. And this is why American politics swings left and then it swings right. And the sweet spot is like center right. Unfortunately, I would like it to be hard right, but it's not. The sweet spot is center right for America to have like maximum prosperity. But what we're going to get is hard left, because they're going to go, we saw what you guys did. We gave you an opportunity. We wanted to see that. It sounded pretty plausible. And instead, you've got an FBI that's investigating people for anti-technology violent extremism. So that if you think data centers using up all your water and electrical services in your area, then you're the problem. And maybe you're a terrorist. It's like, holy crap.
Now we're almost out of time.
Like,
AI is stealing
the jobs from the young people.
That leads me to your prediction that would happen months ago, and now we're here. How that ties into the whole UFC, Governor Whitmer 2.0, J6 Fed Surrection 2.0. What's the latest on that? What's the latest on the whole pipe bombing cover-up, J6 fiasco, and other? You talked to your, I don't know if you can say this, but your high-level sources at a three-letter agency saying they're really concerned about violent revolution, and we're not talking about some cooked-up FBI stuff. Give us the data dump. We got like 10 minutes left.
All right. Okay, so let's hit the UFC thing first. So there's apparently an outstanding number of terrorists, like 18 plus from some terrorist cell that was never going to materialize, and we've heard nothing more. So we got a good press release, and I think it was because Cash Patel was about to get a bad PR dump on him. People were pointing out that that he is mediocre, and so whenever something like that happens and it's a story about him either trading and not announcing it, or it has to do with, you know, take anything that's going to be a PR hit against what he's up to, then he releases a terrorist case. And so we got the terrorist case. I know it wasn't real because he literally showed up at the UFC event with the girl who is his friend. The president went there. There were secretaries of state. There were all these people at this UFC 250, and everybody carried on, even though supposedly there were 18 outstanding terrorists. So that sounds like BS to me. Yeah, then they want to go out there and they literally clicked every single box you could think of, Alex. So we got anti-technology guys. We got people that were anti-Semites. That falls into the racially motivated piece. We had people that were militia violent extremists, and they're using tiered systems, and they're doing trainings, and they're doing evil fitness where they're trying to post videos of each other being strong and fit and so on. So you got that all crazy stuff. And so they literally were like, how if you had a smoothie of all the possible sort of checkboxes the FBI could do for a fake terrorist plot, and you threw it into ChatGPT, it would spit out what they got for that 250th. And the best part is the leader of it was apparently like a DACA guy and an illegal, you know, Mexican alien. So you got literally everything. He was a guy who was calling himself the shepherd. So there was stuff about religion. They were also talking about converting him with like violent radical Christianity. It's complete garbage. I mean, if you read it, you were like, this is not plausible. I can't believe that they're trying to sell this junk in 2026. And yet, here we are. So in any case, that's the story of that. And we're going to just keep watching it, and it'll just keep being like more slop and propaganda that comes out, and Fox News will eat it up, and they'll be so excited. They brought out their FBI Barbie doll who comes out and says things every once in a while, even though she has no experience doing counterterrorism. And she says dumb things like, can you imagine how bad it would have been? Like, it would have been a terrorist plot if it was a terrorist plot. Oh, and you just go, well, it wasn't a terrorist plot. They couldn't even get their car to start and drive out of California. The guys who were going to run the terrorist plot were in California in Riverside, and they tried to start their car and it didn't go. And so they went, ah, screw it. I guess we're not doing terrorism.
Meanwhile,
today.
We have the Sean Penn making a movie about the made up J6 people. And then we have the pipe bombing thing in Apache. Where's that?
Let's do the pipe bomb thing. Okay, so Steve Baker went on with your buddy Tucker the other night, last night. That was a pretty good episode. It's very long. It's like 2.5 hours. The opening monologue that Tucker does for the first like 30 minutes or so, I think, is quite good. They start talking about J6 stuff at about the 1 hour mark. But I'm going to sum up the major takeaways from it. The biggest single takeaway is that Baker dropped the following story. They were able to identify that there is a smartwatch on that hooded figure that everybody has seen of the J6 pipe bomber, who I do not believe was Brian Cole Jr., a smartwatch that lights up 7 different times. And it explains some of the weird gestures we've seen, which are like, we always attribute it to being stretches and some other kind of nonsense. But apparently it was this person who's dropping the pipe bombs on the so-called bomb run, which I love that term, is looking into a smartwatch and then actually talking to the smartwatch, which is a real specific thing. In my life, I have exactly one person in the world that talks into a smartwatch. Maybe people that are listening here know others, but my mother's the only person I know who does it. It's just because she loses her phone and then she has her smartwatch on. The thing that it tells us, which is really critical, and this is something the FBI is going to have to answer, and they're going to get destroyed. There's no way they can take this to court. They're going to have to answer, what was that watch connected to? It looks like the most common watch out there is an Apple Watch. And so your issue ends up being that there's probably cellular connectivity if it talks on the, if it talks through the watch, if it's connected to a phone, that phone, which the FBI has in their possession, they should be easily able to explain where this is.
And didn't you report that they didn't look at law enforcement communications?
They didn't look at 51 different, cellular devices that were all associated with law enforcement. They were excluded right up front. And we found that out in January of 2025. So law enforcement wasn't looked at, which would still fit with Steve Baker's theory. There was a smartwatch that was involved. And the last thing we know is that Brian Cole Jr., who's the black autistic, you know, fan of My Little Pony, who was 25 years old at the time and had no history spending any
and years before time in DC. Building the pipe bombs because he's mad about J6.
Yeah, years, literally since like 2019, he's building the pipe bomb. He's building it after the fact. He's building it before the fact. He's doing all this pipe bomb stuff that doesn't make any sense. He didn't do anything. He used his own credit cards, drove his own car, and carried his own phone. And the FBI couldn't find him for 5+ years until Steve Baker named somebody who works at the CIA, who worked for Capitol Police, who suddenly, that couldn't be it. And then, of course, she failed a polygraph being asked direct questions. Did you put the pipe bomb down on that night?
Oh, we suddenly got an indictment then real fast.
Yeah, and nothing crazy to do conspiratorial things, but guess who wears a smartwatch and has seen, you know, is moving around with that sort of stuff? You can find open source pictures of Shawnee Kirkhoff, who was the person that Steve Baker named. And if you go look up those pictures, there are pictures of her, like the New York Times posted pictures of her. I saw them this morning. I went and looked at the article.
And 1 out of 10 billion, you were assigned in counterterrorism at that time, spying on the next door neighbor's house for whatever reason, but they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, we're looking at the next door neighbor's house and she literally lived 8 inches on the other side of a brick wall. And we don't know why that is. And maybe it's total coincidence. But again, as you said, I think it's like, it's over 6 million to 1 that we would randomly have ended up. It might have been worse. It might have been 6 trillion. It's an insane number based on the number of households that are in Washington DC to randomly pick 2 and be next door. The FBI was looking at the next door neighbor of the woman that Steve Baker identified 5 years later. So I don't know what the answers to those are. And we don't need to know the answers.
And they threatened a bunch of lawsuits, but have those materialized?
So Steve Baker has been sued, and here was a couple of other little fun drops that came out last night. Number one, he was down on his hands and knees, and he measured the actual spaces where we had the pipe bomber walking. These are bricks that you can actually tell which bricks and how many bricks were there. So he specifically measured the actual bricks that were on the CCTV footage. And what he's able to tell is that the size of the shoe of the pipe bomber, which was a 2018 Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoe, a very specific in black and gray and yellow and white. And that shoe is a specific size, and he bought all those shoes. So he has a 2018 shoe, the one that the pipe bomber was wearing, and then similar ones for years afterwards. The interesting thing is Brian Cole Jr., the man that they arrested, has a size 12 feet or foot. So you can't get a size 12 foot into a 9.5. You know that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
He's got these enormously large sort of flipper style feet. He doesn't walk the same way. He walks out sort of duck footed. So his toes splay outward from his body, and Shawnee Kirkhoff walks in.
Well, I mean, I just know this. I've looked at plenty of women walking, the hips and the walk. If you showed anybody that, it looks like a woman. I'm not saying it's her. I'm just saying that it looks like a woman.
So here's the last fun thing that he dropped on Tucker, and I think this is also going to be very interesting for those who are watching. I think it's going to be devastating for the people that went on and crowed about how the pipe bomb case is solved, and it was Jeanine Pirro, and it was Pam Bondi, it was Cash Patel, and it was Daniel Bongino. Well, 2 of those people are no longer in government, so the last 2 are going to have to eat this crow themselves, I suppose. But the fact is that the attorneys who are representing Brian Cole Jr. is a firm, I believe they're called the Litson Firm. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. And they're former CIA analyst and a former United States attorney is one of the lead attorneys there. And they've got other good attorneys as well, former United States prosecutors. So that's fun. Steve Baker has retained them as counsel in his defamation suit.
Whoa.
So, Alex, allow me to explain how this theory works out. You're doing criminal defense on someone, and as a criminal defense, they've already indicated that that is their intention to present an alternate theory of the crime. This is what the Litson firm's going to do for Brian Cole. They're going to present that somebody else did the crime and not the guy that they have in prison. This is a classic, like, my guy's a patsy, so you can't convict him, okay? And another person did the crime. So they've been getting discovery. They're working through that discovery. And then the fun game is that you have another client that's being sued for defamation for outing the person that you are in your other case alleging was the real suspect. Now, nobody thinks that Shawnee Kirkhoff did this with malice. In fact, most of the people that are paying attention to this would look at it and say she probably was involved in a training exercise. She likely was being directed from above.
But it's not like she's connected to the CIA or something. Oh, she works for the CIA.
She works for the CIA. There was some fun stuff about that with Tucker, who his reactions were priceless last night because I don't think he'd heard the story. But the interesting piece is that you've got now a criminal case where they're getting discovery, and then you have another guy who's being sued, and remember, the truth is the ultimate defense against defamation. If it's true, then it doesn't matter what they think. And so they can't share discovery between the two clients. But what they can do is know that this is the discovery we got in the criminal space, and this is what we need to request for our defamation. And so when he was asked,
it's like when Super Mario Brother gets the mushroom, he's really strong. I mean, this is going to be, and I just wonder how this working class black family was able to get these badass lawyers.
So they have raised some money. They also, the father runs a bail bond service in a couple of different states, so he's got a little bit of money, and so they're not without means to be able to bring people in. And you know, they live in a nice house.
Well, like,
you know,
major updates people, coming. So. That's huge news. We're out of time, but you got it real quick. Can you tell us? You talked to the CIA guy, and briefly, what he said.
I've got a friend, who's 20 plus years in the clandestine service, or he's overseas operations officer. So he's like what we think of as a case officer, what you think the CIA is. The CIA does a lot of analytical stuff and working in Langley. People that go overseas and do the spy thing, I've got a friend that does that. And we were just having a kind of a bro conversation. And he said, I'm really worried that this country's going to end up in violence. And I said, when you say worried, are you worried or do you just think it is going to and there's nothing we can do about it? And he said, more and more, I don't think there's anything we can do that it's heading that way. I'm going to drop kind of a short version of my thoughts on there. He said roughly 10% of his colleagues that he's been kind of talking to about it have the same instinct. No one really knows how it goes. And so, Alex, I think that this country has a lot of rage, frustration, irritation, and we still have a sense of like what America always was, which is that sometimes we solve our problems with violence, violent overthrow, revolution, 1776, take your pick. Like that's our history. The issue today is that nobody knows what target you would actually hit that would make the affected change that we hope to see. So it's not like it's really obvious. You're like, oh, if you just get rid of the monarch and you kick out all the Brits, then like you win. That's not obvious to us that we have that problem, because the problem is inside of our own system. It's us. It's our republic has been corrupted to a level.
Systemically corrupt.
And it's done it intentionally, and it's done it for so many years that the people who even did this, 1913 is probably a good turning point year. The people who were involved in a lot of this movement, you know, they're not even alive today to hold, to be held accountable.
It's built in. The corruption's baked in. You got to come back soon and get into this more as we're out of time. Kyle Servant Show on X. Find it everywhere. Rumble, you name it. Great job. Amazing. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
That cash tell stuff's really important, but we did 30 minutes on it. I wanted to get to all that. I wish we had more time on the CIA stuff and revolution. We got to be very careful, folks. All right. Harrison Smith's coming in loaded for bear. I'm doing a special show Saturday, but I'll be back tomorrow as well. God bless you all. Please support us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Harrison Smith coming up. Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the Rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America 250 Years Strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.